someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. The Monsters in the Morning.
You are about to witness the most amazing, the most astounding living
Monsters. Okay, you wanted the best, you've got the best. I talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. You can get us anywhere in the world on iHeartRadio. We also have our own YouTube channel. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. Look us up and subscribe. We appreciate that. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. With everyone this morning, we're doing this until around 11 o'clock. Here's the Gut Rubber Champion of Palaga, Florida, the Big Bamboo, Dirty Jim.
Hello.
Our producer is the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
You're welcome.
To my right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
Till the time never stop, baby.
And the Gator Gladiator, Savannah's here.
Fighting for the rights of all alligators.
The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally it's 407-916-1041. Good to have everybody back. By the way, you can text our show. Text us at 77031, and when you text us, sometimes we'll text you back, sometimes we'll read it on the air, and it's a great way to be interactive with the radio program. When you know those texts come in, all of us are reading them and texting you back and all that kind of great stuff. So it's 77031. Wouldn't be a bad idea to save it. That way you got it, and you can text all the shows here on Real Radio, and it's powered by David Moss Toyota, and has been all year, and that is a very, very cool thing. You can email me. I have actually several emails to read and handle today, which means we'll read them on the air. Everybody will give their opinion. Maybe you'll get some good news from it. Maybe it'll make you feel good about what you asked. Maybe it won't. You never know. So be prepared. Someone the last week didn't like what we said about them when they sent the email. But you realize that sometimes you might hear things you don't like when you ask a question.
The truth hurts, Russ.
That's what I tried to tell him. I said, that's how we really felt. Sorry.
Yep.
Anyway, you can text us at 77031, and calling the show is easy. It's 407-916-1041. Good having everybody back. Carlos was out last week. It was, you had your birthday, and also you had some other stuff going on.
Yes, it was my birthday. Yeah, exactly.
My birthday was before that.
No, it was my birthday.
Part of it. Okay, that's right, because I talked to you. Yeah. So I know that whenever you do some of these things and you go and you film, sometimes you can talk about it, sometimes you can't, because they have all these non-disclosure things or whatever.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So is this one a secret?
Yeah, it's another one. Every shoot, everything secret. Is secret because of social media. They don't want people leaking photos. They don't want people leaking content. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could just say it, but...
Yeah,
it's pretty cool, and it was a lot of fun. L.A. is an awesome place.
Now, I was concerned, we were concerned, we talked about this, you flying into L.A., we were wondering, because, when you're over here, and you're sitting in Orlando, Florida, and you're watching the news, it is portrayed as if the entire state of California is on fire, and if you land there, you're automatically at least going to get burned somehow. When you flew into L.A., what was it like?
Nothing. Didn't say anything.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I drove all through
no smoke,
L.A.
No,
I mean... I didn't sit on the window side
you
of the plane.
You didn't see any smoke?
Maybe some smoke. But I didn't sit in the window, so I couldn't really look, and I didn't want to do like the peering over
right.
of like the
do
middle
you mind?
Seat. Like, do you mind if I just stare over your boob
Is
area?
Is there any way I could just lift the window up?
So I didn't see any. And then I did see a tiny little bit one day, like a couple firefighters on a hill.
Yeah.
And they were walking.
Oh,
yes, they were talking.
Yeah.
Were people talking about the fires or?
Yeah, every Uber driver I got in, I would ask him. I'd be like, "So, you've been affected by the?" And they're like, "No, not really."
Yeah, right.
They're actually making more now because people are Ubering to save their lives.
Yeah, there was one friend of mine's daughter who was there said, "Yeah, the other day I walked out and I could smell it, and then like." I was wiping a table down and I saw soot on the table. I was like, okay. But it's just
that
like
was
here.
When we get calls from friends around the country and they see there's a hurricane, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Everything okay? I'm like, we didn't barely get anything.
You realize LA's massive. It's massive. It's just so gigantic. I spent a lot of time just kind of going to different spots all around. And
was the weather different in LA than it is here?
It's the best ever.
It's fake.
ever.
I hated it.
It's fake.
Yeah, yeah. You come from there, so you don't really.
I don't come from there, but I lived there. You lived there for what? You were saying all the great stuff about it, and all I was thinking the whole time is, ugh.
And that's fine. I've been there a million times, so I mean, it's not like my first time. Like, oh wow, look at LA. I love LA. I feel like I probably will live there one day, but the weather's just fantastic. You can breathe. You walk out, and you're like, oh, the humidity is not stealing my soul.
Yeah, humidity, I guess, is a...
And a friends of mine who have kids out there.
Dry air.
Yeah, they're playing sports out there, and they're crushing it because they can breathe. You know, like you come from Florida where you play outside for 20 minutes. You need to have water. You need to sit down. You need to do all these things. Over there, it's like, no, just now, run through the canyon air.
You know, you're saying that, though, on a week that you did not have smog. When there's smog there, you can't breathe. It's a totally different thing.
Yeah, but it clears up throughout the afternoon by the time you're doing stuff.
Yeah, so you can't start your day till like 3 o'clock.
That's horrible. Oh, gee.
I mean, since a lot of haters here.
Yeah. I am a California hater. I will admit it. I don't mind saying it.
I'm a California dreamer.
I had a blast in Los Angeles or Northern California. My experience out there has always been positive.
Yeah, it's fun to visit. I was just stuck there for a really long time.
And stuck in LA.
Every day I hated it more and more.
Yeah.
And all I wanted to do was get back to the great state of Florida.
And you're back. How was things at Gatorland this weekend?
Good.
Busy weekend. I'm sure the tourists, because man, I got to tell you, I went to the mall yesterday and I thought because, you know, the way they are reporting, oh, everyone's just doing all their shopping online. The malls are dying. I actually heard a story. There's going to be 330 less malls next year because a bunch of them are closing around the country. Country and you know the whole mall as we know it is going to be a different thing. Matter of fact, they're taking some malls and turning them into let's say if you
community
took,
centers, right?
Well, no, if you took like, the Asmont Mall and all those little areas, you turned them into like rooms, like apartments or whatever. That's what they're doing with a lot of malls around the country,
making residents,
So you can you can live inside and go.
Where do you live, Payless?
Yeah,
right.
Payless. Old Cinnabon.
I assumed that it was going to be not really crowded, but I went. That's my mall yesterday, and I had to park way out in no man's land, and it was packed.
Yeah, my wife went Sunday, and she said it really wasn't that bad. Steady, she said, but not unmanageable.
Oh, well, that's different than the report I'm giving you, because I was there.
That's Sunday again. I mean, you got to remember, she went Sunday, like, right after church or whatever. Yeah, that's my mall, too.
That was yesterday. Yeah, I went there about 3 o'clock, and there were so many people.
Really? That's weird.
Oh, and you had to wait.
My God.
Matter of fact, with one of the things that I got, I had to wait in line for maybe 45 minutes, and they split up the lines in order to get people through. It was really packed.
But you got to remember, my wife shops like a man. Mm-hmm. She does not.
Shop like a girl.
She's not a wanderer. She doesn't go in and put her purse in the crook of her elbow and walk around going, oh my God. She drives to where the store is and goes into that. Like if she has to go to Macy's, she will drive to where the Macy's is, walk into the Macy's, get it, never even enter the mall.
Yeah.
Well, I actually went to a particular place. I did the exact same thing. I walked in. I want to go to Body Works, get one of those.
Don't try to act like you don't know. You don't know what the name of the place was. Yeah. Bed Bath & Beyond. Come on.
No, it's not Bed Bath. It's another one.
Oh,
it's
correct me then. Tell me which one it was.
I can't remember the name of it.
But I figured out it was Bed Bath & Body Works.
Is it Justice for Girls?
They also just opened their own candle store right next door, right?
Oh, that's why you went there. We know.
And you can get packages where it's got everything. And it's so funny. As soon as I walk into the candle part of it, a listener's like, are you Russ? I knew I'd find you here at the candle store.
embarrassing.
But I had to wait there in line for like 45 minutes. It was really packed, and there were a lot of people all over.
But you just had to have Blue Sage.
No, okay. It's actually there are people that I haven't seen in a while, and I didn't know exactly what to get them. One of them is is your daughter. You know, your daughter's coming in town, and I didn't know
what is she?
I didn't know what to get Taylor. You know, like I haven't seen her in a long time, and she's a woman now. She's not a kid. I used to buy them, Christmas gifts like toys.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, if you get one of those packages, it's got a candle and it's got body wash on it. Everybody's happy there.
Gotta remember, she got to fly home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everything you get her, she's going to fly home with. So that's why everybody's like, cash, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're fine. She's fine.
But anyway, so that was on Sunday. It was super. I was telling Carlos, I'm sitting there, and I got my little list of things. You know, I'm doing all the Christmas shopping, getting it all. I wanted it done on Sunday. And as I'm going through, there are a couple of things on the list. And I'm like, okay, where am I going to find these? And I'm sitting in the parking lot, and I'm like, wait a minute. Why don't I just go online and see if I can find these things?
Huh?
Pop, pop. They'll come in 2 days if I hit this button.
Boom.
And I'm like, like, oh, geez, let me just hit this button. I mean, you know, really, it is a new world.
Yeah, we're becoming a society of, we can't be bothered.
Yeah, exactly. But,
dude, a lot of the Facebook, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, the mall thing is a bit deceiving, though, because what they consider now are malls are these open-air malls, Waterford area, Winter Park area. So, like, those brick-and-mortar structure malls are gone, but, like, Waterford yesterday, I've never seen this before.
It was packed.
Was literally, you couldn't move in any of the roads that were within the parking lot. I was going to film it because I'd never seen it. And then the sidewalks were packed. And I'm like, well, retail seems to be doing
zero parking, right?
Zero. Yeah. I pulled in, walked into a Target with my daughter. We stayed there for, like, 20 minutes.
And that's amazing, considering for people who don't live in this area, where he's talking about is, like, a God-blinking Navy base.
Yes.
I mean, it's so big that it would take you, if you walk from one end of that parking lot to the other, it would take you half an hour. Yeah. It is that massive.
Where is it?
Waterford Lakes out at East Colonial Drive.
Yeah. Oh,
they also have one of those on the west side out there at Stony Brook. It's the same type thing. They're all open air. And that shopping process, because, you know, you don't have to pay for air conditioning for the entire building, you know, the cost of moving down. And but, man, I'm telling you, Tori found no problem getting parking, walked in, got, and maybe she just hit a crease there. That happens. But when it goes to the online shopping, have you seen that one of the newest Facebook trends is people aren't wrapping their gifts immediately. They're piling them all up and taking a picture of all the stuff they bought on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just to show you the magnitude of what you can buy and never leave your house. I'm sure that's not helping retail at all.
Yeah. Because I was sitting there thinking, okay, where am I going to find these two things? And I'm like, wait a minute, why am I even thinking about driving around all day looking for something? I can just go. And I did. I went online. Bam, they're going to be here in 2 days. But yeah, going back to the story that I saw about malls, I mean, imagine your favorite mall. If you took that and every one of those stores was made into a really nice apartment, and then that way everybody that lives there has a big common area to walk around. Mm-hmm. And they were showing a video from one of these malls that they repurposed like that, because they said, look, these people have to get creative because they were dying. And
Dirty Jim lives at Hot Topic.
It really looked,
I want to live at the Barefoot Mailman.
It looked cool, though. It looked like, okay, look, they got a real nice common area that all can walk around. And there was, like, you know, where, you know, a lot of malls have, like, a fountain in the middle. This particular one still had the fountain in the middle.
I want to live at Bass Outdoor World.
I used to live at Zoomies, but my wife got a raise, so we upgraded. Now we live at Track Shack.
Yeah, yeah. I had a good night.
It's like 100,000 more square feet. We really love it. Big open plan. It's nice. Bathroom's a little small.
Yeah. Carlos, you could live at PacSun since you're such a fan of California.
Oh, I like that.
What a dick.
I'd keep up the models' pictures, you know, wearing sunglasses and wash jeans.
It's good having everybody back, by the way.
Star Wars by Reef.
And Angel, nice to see you on Friday night. Ember, you came. Well, you were doing the rounds.
I was doing a marathon run. I was had to check in. I had another thing going on downtown. I wanted to go say hello to you over at Ember. And
I
was going to run down to the Hard Rock and go say hi to the guys, News Junkie, give them some love, and then get back in time for the show.
Yeah,
one part of that I wasn't able to do.
Well,
I got you covered there.
Yeah, I know that I saw that was a successful show, and that went very well at Hard Rock for the News Junkie. And Angel, I saw that you did make it on time to your show, because I watched it on Facebook.
Yeah.
So you made it back.
Interesting little thing, a little project working on there. I'll tell you guys more about that in the coming year.
All right, good. Excited about that. Mm-hmm. And I got a great story to tell you about Detective Barb and Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That's a great picture.
Yeah.
That came out good.
And I got a great story to go along with that night. That was really wonderful. It was great seeing Barb. And also the owners of Beanbo Bakeries were there as well. And
Ron and John.
Yeah, super nice folks. What else is going on? Of course, this is the week leading up to not just Christmas, but also leading up to the Monster Telethon, the Talent Telethon, to raise as much money as possible for the Coalition for the Homeless, and that's going to be this Friday. If you've got talent, we'd love for you to help out. If you say, look, I always wanted to help. I don't have a lot of money to give, but I can juggle chainsaws. Come on in. We would love for you to help.
Chainsaw juggling?
Yeah, I don't know if we have a release that covers.
Yeah, we do. You know, we can hard a pony up for it.
Yeah.
You know. What is it, chainsaws? Yeah, bring them in.
Yep.
All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Hey, remember to subscribe. It's iHeart Monsters Radio. It's our own YouTube channel available now. There's a bunch of cool stuff up right now. So go check it out. You'll like it. Subscribe. It's very, very cool. It's like our own television show. done very, very professionally. It's really, really cool. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, and Savannah all here today. So on Saturday night, I was invited to go do something that was very cool. And what happens is with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, whenever they come to town, any town they go to, they give $1 of each ticket price. They give it to a local charity, and then whatever radio station they work with, then they let the radio station pick out what charity they want to do. Now, of course, Trans-Siberian Orchestra has been in town for many, many years, and they cycle through all the different radio stations because they kind of spread it around. So the last time that Real Radio was able to pick the charity was about 5 years ago, might have been a little bit more, about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. It was some time ago. And I've told a story, and I'll tell it again just to kind of refresh you, but I told a story several times about what happened to me the first time I went to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and I was backstage. I had my son with me, and the thing about the TSO is it takes 100 staff members in order to move this massive concert.
It's a huge production. Yeah. You just look at the semis that are around the Amway as they're loading in.
They explained to me how many, I think it's 10 semis. I believe it's so many tons of equipment.
All that social media that came out of there made that look like the most fantastic show in the world.
Okay. It is. An incredible show. I mean, they put on with the lights and the fire, and I mean, they just go all out, right?
With the lights and the fire.
It's just fire. There's lights. And you walk, you got drinks there.
It's amazing.
You got people, they're screaming. You better be ready for screams.
So the first time I went, I'm backstage, and there's 100 people running around, and there are roadies that are running around carrying things and lifting things. And
get out of here, roadie.
All kinds of stuff, right? And you can tell.
Roadie. Doing roadie stuff.
They all have their little tags on and they're running around. Well, wow. One of the I thought was roadies stops and sees me standing there with my son. He goes, "Hey, do you mind if I give your boy some TSO Trans-Siberian Orchestra stuff, some jackets?" And I'm like, "Sure, that's
just
fine,
as long as it's not a pot cigarette."
So, and the guy's got long hair. He looks like a roadie. You know, he looks like a guy that's working back there because he was working back there. He had something in his hand and he was moving stuff around. And
Alice Cooper's older brother.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's so funny you say that because there was another guy we talked to this weekend. I thought it was Alice Cooper, but anyway. So this guy ends up bringing my son into this one room where all the T-shirts and stuff were at, and my boy was probably 15 or 16 at the time. I'm like, wait a minute, he wouldn't go to that room with that guy. I think I should go check and see what's going on here. So I go in, and the guy is giving him cash money, it was 10 $100 bills, $1,000.
You're a drug dealer!
And I listen to him say, listen, I love the fact that you're in music in your high school. I want you to take this $1,000, take it back to your high school, give it to your teacher, and make sure all the kids that are taking music class have a party with this money. Don't buy anything else other than to celebrate the fact that you love music. And I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And it was
weirdo.
Paul O'Neill. And Paul O'Neill is the creator of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra,
wow.
which is a really, really cool story. We go back the next day, and we do give the money to the teacher at Winter Park High School. She, like, tears in her eyes.
We have $100 to have a party.
No, it was $1,000. Oh. And so it was a really great story, right? So knowing that story, here's what happened. So on Saturday, I've got to go, and I'm supposed to be there. They said, make sure you check in at 7:30. You're going to go on stage at 8. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to get there at 7:30. That's a little bit too, that's cutting it way too close.
Oh.
And I had a message from Blog Amalia. It said, do not go to Will Call. Make sure you go to the security gate. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I'm like, look, I got to get there early. My girl, she agrees with me. Early is the better. That way, if there's any problems, you can fix it. So I'm there an hour early, right? So I get there an hour early. I go and do exactly what it says on the paper. Of course, they don't know who I am. They don't know where. They don't have any tickets.
Rob.
They know nothing.
Sorry,
because you were there too early.
No. That wasn't it. No.
Does anyone know Gus?
Yeah. No, they had forgotten. Whoever was supposed to move had forgotten to put the tickets where they were. They weren't even in Will Call.
Oh, man.
So thank God I was there early because Detective Barb was supposed to be meeting, you know, there as well. And so I'm there early. Luckily, another security guard recognized me, pulled me back, and I got to kind of hang out in the green room, and there's this 100 people running around setting all this stuff up, right? So I'm sitting there, and there's a roadie-looking guy that comes by, and he says, hey, how you doing? Are you with the radio station? Yeah, oh, man, thank you for your support. I mean, it's almost like You know, at Chick-fil-A, where everybody is super, super. It's the
all their pleasure, really?
It's the environment of their place. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's
like, the attitude, the vibe,
the culture.
The culture of Trans-Siberian Orchestra is all super friendly, super nice. Mm-hmm. They want to help. You know, if they find out someone's from a charity, they're super over the moon. And a guy comes up that looks like Alice Cooper. And he comes and he shakes my hand and he's got the long hair and he looks like Alice Cooper. He goes, man, we appreciate all the support from the radio stations. He gives me his name. I'm giving my name. And he's like, thank you so much. Turns out that guy ends up being the star of the show. I had no idea. But as we're sitting there, another roadie person comes by, and it's this girl.
What's with all these roadies?
Well, there's 100 of them back there. Yeah. You know, getting us ready. And so she asked if I want something to eat, and I'm like, I'm not hungry.
Nachos.
And she's like, well, we have our own caterer. They bring the caterer comes on tour with us, and if you want any, we've got lobster bisque. We got some of the, they make sure that we have really great food. And I'm like, no, that's okay. Thank you so much. I said, man, everyone here is so nice. And she goes, oh, well, thank you. And I'm like, I said, I got to tell you a story. Last time I was here, 5 years ago, I meet one of the guys backstage, and I had no idea. He was such a nice guy. He gives my son $1,000. It turns out being Paul O'Neill. And she gets a little tear in her eye. And she's like,
that was our last $1,000.
No.
With that and the lobster bisque guy.
She's like, thank you so much for telling me that story. Paul O'Neill is my father.
Oh.
I'm working here. I'm still working here. And she was a young girl.
Yeah.
And she's like, I hear stories like that all the time. But to hear how it impacted you and your son, thank you. She goes, let me go get you something. And she went back and got a couple of these jackets that I'm wearing today.
Here's a shot of tequila.
What are the odds that for the second time in a row, I'm just talking to someone without knowing who I'm talking to?
1 in 100.
And this time it was
1 in 50.
It was his daughter.
Yeah, that's great.
And she was so nice. And then one of the Adam, who was in charge of the entire TSO, started telling me about all the stories that when he would be with Paul O'Neill, they'd be driving down the road and he'd see a guy who was homeless. They'd pull over and he'd go and give the guy like $1,000.
Oh man,
and all this stuff he would do. Just out of the blue, not expecting anyone to know about it, not wanting accolades for it, that he just gave and donated all the time. But
that's what TSO is about. I like that you're using the lingo, Russ.
Yeah, man. I hit up the KFC right before TSO one day.
Well, let me tell you why I call it TSO, and a lot of people should, and I'll tell you why. It goes into the next part of the story. So
TSOL?
Anyway, got to meet and talk to his daughter, and she was wonderful, and it was just so happened, I'm telling her the story. And then Detective Barb starts blowing up my phone at about 7:45. Now, we're supposed to go on stage at 8.
Right.
The tickets weren't where they were supposed to be. So Detective Barb is freaking out. And I'm like, Barb, this is why I do everything an hour early. And she's running.
Shut up!
She's running around, and she's got the two people from Bimbo Bakery with her. So they've got to run over to the other side. And then when they run over to the other side, the tickets weren't there. So she's racing to try to get there on time so she can get on stage to do this this check presentation, right? So finally she gets there, 10 minutes beforehand. They finally let her in, get it all set up or whatever. We're to go out on stage, and we're with one of the guys who's one of the main guitar players.
What's
He's
up?
Amazing.
I'm Shredder.
And they all look like, matter of fact, all the people that are in it are members of other bands.
Sure,
this guy plays bass for Whitesnake, and this guy plays lead guitar for Quiet Riot. They play in other bands, but during the season, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra season, for 6 weeks, every night they've got two shows. And they are packed. Make so much money, man. It's crazy. So Detective Barb, is there, and we're getting ready to go up on stage, and we've got one of the girl, two of the girls that sing, beautiful girls, and then the guitar player, and we're to give out the check. So we go up there, and the place is packed, 11,000 people to see the second performance of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Wow.
The first one was sold out, second one sold out as well, and you get to go up on stage. They introduce me, and so I get to introduce Detective Barb, and I could tell Barb was nervous because her hand was shaking.
Yeah.
Which she like,
that's the onset bargain.
She's not used to, being in front of that many people or whatever.
She doesn't usually get nervous at all, dude. She talks in front of thousands of people all the time.
So they gave her the mic.
All the time.
And she's like, well, and this is why you should say TSO. She's like, well, this donation donation of $10,000. Thank you so much. And I would like to thank the Monsters and the Transberry Orchestra. Thank you, Transberry Orchestra.
And there was a guy who used to be a girl named Maria who's now transitioning into Barry. That felt very wrong. Side stage.
Transberry.
He's like, guys, I just, so, it's a natural act now. I'm Transberry.
That's what we just call him in the hood.
As soon as she gives the mic back, I look at her and she's like, oh, man. And so right when we take the picture, and you can see the picture, it's on the website at monsters.fm, and it's also on social media. I whisper to Detective Barb, I said, you just called him Transberry. And the guy and the guitar players are laughing his ass off, and Barb was like, shut up, Russ. And then we do a big smile, and then they take the photo. But it was an incredible show. A lot of Monster listeners were there. Thank you for everybody that said hello. And they gave Crime Line over $10,000.
That's great.
And they do it every show. They give a dollar from each ticket to a local charity. And that's kind of the culture of that entire program.
Do you stay for the show?
I did stay for the show.
So Saturday night, downtown Orlando was popping. There was a lot of events going on. There was an event over there at the Bob Carr. Bill Burr was at Bob Carr.
That was Saturday night?
That was Saturday night. Yeah. And then Dr. Phillips had something else going on. So where I was at, we had a really great crowd at Market on Magnolia. Ran into some Monster fans who had won tickets with us at that show.
Yeah.
Now, this is just a question about this show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I heard it was incredibly loud. But it's awesome and everything.
It's a spectacle beyond spectacle.
Is it a little like subversive?
What does that mean?
Is it a little like, are they trying to slide in different messages of there?
Well, I mean, it's about Christmas. It's about the birth of Christ. So they cover that. It's not like they're trying to
because it was really funny because I met this one couple and they're a female of the relationship. She was like, I really felt like they were trying to pass some satanic messages. I was like, that's not it. She was saying that completely just goofing off.
I wouldn't say satanic. You know, there's a woman that plays violin or whatever, and she does like rock and roll style, right?
That went down to Georgia.
But like a rock style, and she flips her hair around a lot or whatever, and she would do the devil horns a lot. And I'm like, how did the devil horns and Jesus' birthday go together? Well, this is devil horns, right? She did this. She was doing devil horns, and of course people were going crazy for it. And there's a part of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Jimmy, where they walk up into the lights and the lights travel out into the audience so everybody can see them. And she's trying to get everybody to do the devil horns. And I can see maybe where, you know, you get confused because that's, I guess, a normal rock symbol. But they rocked it out, man.
It just means I'm going to rock. It doesn't mean I love the devil.
No, but I think some people think
Jimmy
it
knows.
Means I love the devil.
I do know.
Yeah, he knows.
I took Rock Science 101. Let's see.
You went to the School of Rock?
I did.
But these guys, like I said, a lot of these guys play for other bands throughout the year. But when they do TSO, it's 6 weeks of bam, bam, bam. They just do two shows a night. I guess they had to tear everything down that night and have it all set up for the next day in Tampa.
That's pretty much what a touring rock show is, right?
And I mean, that's what a touring Monster Jam is. People got to bring that dirt in, light it up. Then they got to run the monster trucks. Then they got to get the dirt back out. I mean, what's so fancy about what you did?
But got Jimmy, a bowl game tomorrow.
I think for like, if you're talking like, say, Guns N' Roses, they can wait 2 or 3 days, you know, and then have a show. These guys got to do one every single night. I don't know that all bands perform every night of the week, do they?
I don't know. Yeah. I know when they tour heavy, they usually don't waste dates, but I mean, yeah, I'm sure they take time off. The older the band, usually they take a little time off, at least one day.
He showed me the schedule. After Tampa, the next day they go to New Orleans. After New Orleans, it's up to Minnesota. I mean, it's just bam.
Wow. Think about it this way, like we were talking about Friday. There's two versions of this. There's the West Coast guys that are doing exactly the same thing.
And then the Spanish version.
Yeah. El Transoberi.
Well, it's a great show. If you've never seen it, it's pretty cool. The light show is amazing. But some of the songs you're like, okay, what does this got to do with Christmas? And then another one, you're like, okay, this is all about Christmas. It's, you know, they say Christmas a million times.
I want to know more about this Barry.
Yeah.
Transberry.
This guy. I wonder what pushed him over the edge was. I wonder what made him finally transition.
Finally. Probably that last song.
The Transberry Orchestra. Yes. It was pretty fun.
I've got the boobs, but not the church.
Yes.
That's a lot of money, man. $10,000.
That's a lot.
I mean, you know, that's more than we'll probably do with the chili cook-off. Detective Barb is full in chili cook-off mode because we talked about that a lot, like, you know, kind of getting ready for that in the second week of January?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to go to that this year and eat all the chili.
You should make a chili.
I'm going to eat everyone's chili. I don't want to make one. Why would I make one when all these professionals are already doing it?
What's not professionals?
I'm not making one.
I'm just going to go eat Jimmy's chili.
There's some. There's a professional, an entire division for pros.
Yeah, that's
the one they're making me cook in this year.
Yeah.
Oh, poor you, rock star.
Because I'm so good.
Well, so nobody else is. So you're doing for the professional one.
Yeah, they're making me cook against the pros, like Boo and Steve from Porky's and a bunch of other people that are coming up.
Oh.
That means you got to do it for Am.
I don't know. Maybe I don't have to. No.
You want to cook it.
Maybe I can help Angel DJ.
I don't need no help.
Come on, man.
He's fine.
You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
Great gift for the holidays is something from Harry's Razors. These are great packages to give out. Matter of fact, hey, subscribe to our YouTube channel now and go live with us this Friday when we do our live Monster Talent Telethons benefiting the Coalition for the Homeless. It's this Friday. We'll be live on, it's our very first time of being live on our new YouTube channel. And check it out. Just go subscribe to it. There's all kinds of great video up now. There'll be something new every single day of 2018. And there's still new stuff going on this week. So check it out. It's the Monster YouTube channel. It's called iHeart Monster Radio. Three different words. iHeart's one word, okay? So make sure you do that. And this Friday, if you can help us, if you've got a great talent and you can help us out, we could use the help to raise as much money as possible for the Coalition for the Homeless. What's the matter?
What if it's not a great talent? What if it's an okay talent?
You know, you're right. I should stop saying a great talent.
Yeah, because you're putting a lot of pressure
on
everyone.
I stand corrected. You're right. If you've got a semi kind of cool talent, one that you're a little proud of, then show it to us.
Like, I can make my eyeballs make a noise. That might not be a great talent, but it is pretty fantastic.
You know what? I hyped it too much. Correct. Okay, yeah. If you've got a little talent you want to show us, we'll give you the time on Friday. Jimmy, looks like you missed the boat by maybe a week or so. But now, I don't know if it was actually your same cruise ship, but you were on Royal Caribbean, right?
Yes, but it was not that boat.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay.
No, I checked that story this morning.
Yeah, in this story, I didn't say which boat it was, or which ship it was. But Royal Caribbean ship says they had to go back to port, and they had 300-plus passengers and crew that were sick from some sort of a stomach virus.
Dirty Jim left it.
Yeah, I think it was some stuff Jimmy left behind.
Yep, definitely.
Unfortunately.
And you know what happens is that one person can be sick and then grab a door handle or get into someone's food, and then it starts spreading, and 300 people had it.
It's hard to understand how that could happen, and I'll explain. I think there must be a Purell station every 14 feet.
Yeah.
Outside every bathroom at the plateau area of stairwells, when you're going down, you have that transition area where then you go down to the next stairwell, right?
Right.
Every one of those has one because they think the handrails are like one of the worst things on the ship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the handrails for the cruise, especially if you're in the area where the kids' zone is.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the worst areas, and it happens to be our room was right around the corner from the kids' zone.
I call it the booger zone.
Yeah, Boogerville.
Booger zone.
Snot City. Yeah, doo-doo balls.
Yep.
It takes is one adult not wiping.
That's it.
No, it's just you got to get
washing their hands.
Look, we were in the casino because, you know, you're touching the tables and the slot machine. Or the button and all that stuff. My wife was like constantly pure. I did it more than I ever did on this ship because I don't want that Norwal, dude. You don't want to be throw up crazy.
Well, it's Royal Caribbean, of course. That's the last thing they want out is that 300 people got some stomach virus on a ship.
From Dirty Jim.
It makes people not want to go on the cruise. So their job is somebody's got to spin it right. So when they talked to the spokesman from Royal Caribbean Cruise, I said, listen, it was only 6% of the passengers.
It's only this number.
It was 6% of the passengers. They're okay now, and
the rest are fat and happy and just sad they spent so much money.
But yeah, 6% of 5,000 passengers is like 300 passengers. So that's the way you should do it. That's still a lot of people that were sick.
It is a lot, but you can see because you're in such close quarters. There's a lot of communal areas, so you're sharing a lot of the same stuff. You're touching a lot of the same stuff, and it would not take long for no. if once it starts moving around to get crazy.
If you were on a ship like that and there's 5,000 passengers and you know a couple people are getting sick, that would make you really make sure you cleaned everything, right?
Have you seen the process they do in between cruises to basically decontaminize the ships?
Yeah, no. It looks like they're searching for E.T.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, really yeah, seriously, they roll in there. It's like, there's those guys with keys on their belt chain.
And they got the outfit on, and they're just spraying, you know, wholesale spraying this like bleach on everything. Yeah.
Do they ever try to find who Ground Zero is or Patient Zero, like the very first one that brought it on?
Throw them off the ship.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to kill you, so I mean, they probably don't do anything like that. But a guy just texted in. By the way, if you'd like to do that, you can. The number is 77031. Save that as Real Radio on your phone and then text all the shows. We love it. It says, had norovirus last year, ended up in the hospital for a week.
Wow. Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's basically the worst stomach flu you've ever imagined in your entire life, not ending or ebbing at all for days.
It said Royal Caribbean was not prepared for these many, you know, this many illnesses, and they said some people had to wait for like 3 hours to get any kind of medication or any kind, a stomach virus means, you know, A lot of vomiting, a lot of poo-poo, pee-pee, yeah.
My friend Melanie flew back from California one time and got pig flu, and within 3 days, she was almost dead.
Pig flu?
Yep.
Wow.
Just like that, off of a pillow
do you mean
in a plane.
The swine flu?
Yeah, whatever it was.
Okay.
Pig flu, swine flu, same thing. Yeah. Anyways, she came back. I thought she was on drugs. I didn't know what was wrong with her, but her fever, I guess, was like 105, and she had no idea. And then she was in the hospital, and then she was almost dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's alive now, but it happened just like that.
Yeah. Blogging Molly went on the same ship that we went on 2 or 3 weeks before when she went on her cruise.
Right.
And she said at one point they didn't have water. The ship, the pumps had malfunctioned or whatever. They didn't have water or hot water for hours, you know.
Listening to you guys, this has convinced me. Yeah. I'm going.
I was
going to
say, Angel, with all these stories, it still would not stop me from going on a cruise because I've never had any of that happen to me, and cruises are a lot of fun. I know you've never been.
I haven't been on one. For next year, for 2018, it is on the list of things to get accomplished.
I think cruise that would be cool.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah, cruise year.
You'll love it, dude.
I floated the idea out there about doing
a
cruise,
it.
But... Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's all inclusive, and there are packages now they offer, whether it be the drink package or the dining package.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Royal Caribbean ships, the new ones, the big ones, have the really custom restaurants that are really nice. Mm. I found that to be like an absolute. You have to do it. And of course, Code Black got the drinking thing, which he pretty much got their money back in about a day and a half.
Yeah.
Because my man can slam them.
Last one I went on.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, it's sick.
There was this guy, man. He was like, I just got to pass. It's all I can drink sodas. And I'm like, oh, boy. Yeah.
That water package for $40. Like water the entire time, which is, believe it or not, has value. You know what it is? You get on the boat, there's a case of Evian.
Yeah.
There's your $40 worth of water.
Oh, really?
A case of Evian. So
space it out yourself.
They took their $13 and turned it right into $40.
Yeah, yeah.
By setting the case.
That's crazy.
They didn't even put it in the fridge. It's just a case of water.
You know, yeah, they got
sitting
make money.
By your bed.
They got to make some money
for $40.
Yeah, well, this cruise ship.
I didn't know you had to buy a water package.
You know, you don't have to, but if you want good water, you don't have to go up there and get water out of the spigot thing or whatever. You get it there. Then you have your little fridge. You put it in there. It actually worked out great.
If you want to help us on Friday, we sure could use your help. You can email
Bring
either
your,
me or
average
email,
talent.
Email Angel. And yeah, if you just got a talent, it doesn't have to be a great talent. Like
it can be subpar.
Something silly. We're going to try to make sure we have something every single segment for this coming
Friday. Because, you know, if you don't fill up the talent roster, I could just sing. Because I can sing for hours.
Oh, man.
There's your motivation.
There you go. Please help us.
And I love singing Christmas songs. I was singing Dolly Parton, Hard Candy Christmas all weekend.
Nice.
Were you really?
Yeah.
If you want to win something, the telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. Or locally, it's 407-916-1041. We'll do a little trivia when we come back. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning. Out of her head, she said, do, come down and waste away with me, down with me, slow out. Wanted it to be I'm
over my head, out of her head, she sang. And I wonder, when I sing along with you, if everything could ever feel this real forever. If anything could ever be this good again. The only thing I'll ever ask of you, gotta promise not to stop when I say when. She said,
segment at 7 is brought to you by our new YouTube channel. It's very cool. It's something that we actually, it's like a little light rollout here at the end of the year. Really kicking it in gear for 2018. But subscribe to our new YouTube channel. It's called iHeart, which is one word, Monsters Radio. It's like our own television show. It's
awesome.
Four-camera shoot. It's really, really cool. I want to thank Three Arrows Creative Group for making this happen. They've done a bunch of other stuff, but they're working on this for us this year. And it's awesome. It's free to you. A lot of people thought, well, oh, I got to subscribe. Does it cost me money? No, 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 no. It's free to you guys, and you're going to love it. And if you want to watch live this Friday and see, I mean, like, uncensored everything that goes on, you'll be able to watch it on YouTube this Friday, and you can do it now. You can see all the videos that are up. Matter of fact, that lizard that pooped all over Savannah seems to be getting a lot of of love from the other day.
I'm sure that's an exciting thing to happen.
Yeah, and it's on the.
I got asked about that. The people thought it was a stunt. I was like, no, that really happened. Go watch the video, and you can watch this lizard defecate on her.
Oh, and Angel, there's something you said you want me to remind people. So you could subscribe, but there's something else you said was important.
All
as
right,
well.
So right next to the subscribe button, you'll notice a little bell.
Yeah.
Hit that, highlight the bell, activate that, because what it does is just lets you, it notifies you anytime there's an update on the channel.
When something new's coming out.
Something new, and then you'll get that little, like that little thing over your YouTube logo letting you know that there's something new on there. And so just as you subscribe, right next to it, just, hit the bell.
And listen, I'm like really new to the whole YouTube thing, but I know that I've been told it's really kind of important if people post or say something to make sure you talk back to them.
Totally.
So I'm doing my best to try to make
engagement,
sure
yes.
Anyone that says anything about any of the videos, I'm going on there and I'm trying to respond to you and everything. So it's a new venture for this year and excited about it. And I thanked Carlos and you were out when I said it, and Angel for sitting down and talking to me about it, explaining to me the importance of it, and also Savannah about you know, YouTube is a lot of people are on YouTube now. I mean, and they're watching on their television, and so we have our own channel, and this is not like us just holding a camera filming ourselves. This is a professional
deal.
Yeah, the real deal.
Yeah, so nobody else doing this.
Hey, when we went to break, you played something I asked you about because I was amazed with it. I thought it was awesome, and I love Saturday Night Live, and I'll always watch a little bit of the musical act, whether I like the music or not, just see, you know, what the deal is with it. And this week it was Kevin Hart, which I love. I mean, he's hilarious.
It was a great episode.
And it was Foo Fighters. And so when I saw this, this was the second song they did, and they did a little kind of medley of a couple Christmas songs. I said, Angel, you got to play that because it's really, really super cool. And as I'm watching it, I'm thinking to myself, okay, there you go. You got the Foo Fighters. They're all dressed in the ugly Christmas sweater thing, right? Mm-hmm. They're doing Christmas songs. Like, one is a Peanut song.
They did. Okay, so the performance was Everlong acoustic. Then they jump into Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. And then they wrap it up with Linus and Lucy.
Linus and Lucy song, yeah. Right. So, okay, they're doing that. They're on Saturday Night Live. They're in the Christmas sweaters. They're doing it. Why is it that the Foo Fighters never get that label that other bands do when they're really popular of, oh, they're sellouts, you know? Because these guys are, I mean, they're not badass rock stars if they've got the Christmas sweaters on, but maybe that means they are badass rock stars because they can do that.
I think so. I think the shtick is, and the other thing is this, I think it begins and ends, we were talking about this, with David Grohl. I think he's done so many interviews and he comes off so personable that he has no airs about him. And sometimes these other guys, you know, they kind of walk like their ass doesn't stink. And it doesn't seem like he does that.
If you get a chance, watch the video. I mean, we just played it. Yeah. We're going to play it again because I think it's super cool and this is a good time to do it. Angel put it on our website at monsters.fm. Yeah. That last part, David Grohl is rocking it out. And it is. And I thought to myself, if I think this is really cool, well, then that probably takes the cool factor away.
I know, because I really used to like Foo Fighters till you said you liked them, and now that has changed everything.
I'm sorry. No, it was, you know, and also, too, this particular episode of Saturday Night Live, Kevin Hart, I thought was great. It got poor reviews for some reason. People were like,
it all really depends on what demo you're looking at. Because the demo of Kevin Hart fans, they loved it.
I loved it. I thought it was great. You know what they did at the end, Jimmy? They don't usually do this. Usually when they say, I like to watch the end because I want to see who the host says goodbye to and who they talk to or whatever. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason this time, I guess maybe because it was the final episode of the year for them, they were right in front of, is that Rockefeller
Center?
Yeah, where they have the skating rink. Very famous. So it was Kevin Hart and all the cast, and they all have their skates on. And who do you think? There were two people that really could ice skate really, really well. So cast members from, now Kevin Hart couldn't, he could barely move. And then Michael Che, like he didn't even try. He had his shoes on, he didn't even try. A couple of the others didn't even try to ice skate. But who do you think was really?
I don't know many of the members anymore. Cicely, what's her face?
She did not even try. She stood next to Michael Che. Who do you think?
Kate McKinnon
was one of the two that she.
Oh, that was my guess.
She could skate. I mean, she was all over the place, man. She was really good.
One of those talents that can just kind of do everything.
And there was one other guy.
Oh, Horatio Sands.
He's not there anymore. No.
Is it Will Ferrell?
It was not Will Ferrell. No. Keenan. And you know, as I'm watching it, and I was being a little judgmental. I'm like, you know, I'm sure for Michael Che, he probably didn't do much ice skating as a kid because typically you don't think of black guys going and ice skating, right? But I was totally wrong about Keenan. I mean, skating like a champ.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Keenan can kind of do everything too.
I like him a lot, man. I think he's really, really funny. But yeah, Kevin Hart was either Kevin Hart really couldn't skate or he was playing like he couldn't so he could scream and holler and yell for people to come help him. But I thought it was a great episode, and we will play that Foo Fighter song again. A
couple hours. Sure.
Let's see what prize we have in the prize pinata, and then we'll take a little break and do the question.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. Cento Family Moving and Storage is a family-owned and operated company. They offer both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Easiest way to do this, go to centomoving.com. That's CENTOmoving.com. You hit the start quote button, put your information there. Let them know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1 Monsters in the Morning, and there's a discount for you. That's centomoving.com. Let's see. What we have in the prizes is a pair of tickets to see Uriah Heep at the House of Blues on Wednesday, February the 14th. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, for more information.
Someone just texted us and said that Keenan was in two Mighty Ducks movies. That's why he can
I totally forgot about that.
That makes sense.
Man, I can't believe anything about that. That's right.
A pair of tickets to Horton's Holiday Hayride starring the Reverend Horton Heat. Friday, December the 22nd, House of Blues presents Reverend Horton Heat and Junior Brown with special guests The Blasters and Big Sandy live in concert. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, and you can get them at the House of Blues box office. Don't miss Reverend Horton Heat, Junior Brown, December 22nd at the House of Blues, Orlando. We have a $50 Pyro Spot gift card.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
yeah, we got January 1st.
That's getting ready for you for New Year's Eve. Wow.
Your local source for the best fireworks from the biggest names in Pyro. Open seasonally from December 21st through January 1st, providing our value customers the highest quality fireworks, great pricing, and exceptional customer service. Visit them online at iwantfireworks.com.
Not to mention you're supporting a good dude.
I was going
to
say, when you have your choice of buying your fireworks, choose to go there. Because he helps the community year round. He's a local guy. He makes sure that whenever we do something for a charity, he'll like, look, I'll give you some money, don't talk about me. Like it's not like he's doing it for the attention. He just likes to help. So if you're going to choose Pyro Spot.
By the way, he's the guy who contacts us, making sure that we have the stuff to give away. I mean, we don't have to go chasing him down.
And what's a cool thing is when you have a business owner who like thoroughly enjoys what he does. Like, I don't think there's a guy that enjoys fireworks more than Craig.
No, he's an addict. He's an addict. He's got a problem.
I got to test the fireworks.
Yeah,
so
you know
sit
what
around
I mean?
with a beer and video the fireworks. Like, okay, let's test another one.
They take a trip out to the Midwest. Every single year, there's a big fireworks show where basically the manufacturers show up and they show their products, and then you buy them accordingly. And I mean, they take a crew out there every single year. It's a thing.
There's not
hey,
a.
Man, how about we roll up this octopus and have out of every tentacle a Roman candle?
There we go. Oh, and this is a great prize also because I'm going to see them later on this week. Wassies Meats prize pack, including Wassies 4-pack of rubs and a $20 Wassies gift card. Wassies Meat Market, 830 North Wickham in Melbourne. They are the largest Big Green Egg dealer in Florida.
Yep.
Everything you need for the holidays for the man in your life. Big Green Eggs in stock in every size. Largest selection of accessories. Yeti coolers, cups and gear, premium cutlery, rubs and marinades. And I'm going to see them on Wednesday.
You get your Big Green Egg.
Yeah.
I got to figure it out because their vacation schedule works out like this. They're open today and tomorrow, and usually they're closed on Mondays. So they're open today and tomorrow. I just got a text from Frank Wassie, until 6 o'clock today. Okay. So we'll figure something out, but if you still want to get that Big Green Egg for your special person, get out there today, call and order it, whatever the case may be, but they have it all.
It is such a great thing. I did this yesterday, okay? So just so you know, you're going to want to do things like this. I cooked it was a turkey breast, but then with the turkey breast, I read in one of the, it was the Big Green Egg magazine or whatever. Right. I took a potato, right? Just a potato, wrapped it in a tin, put it in there with the turkey for about 2 hours, right? You bring it out, and then you take the you cut it in half, cut the inside out, and put blue cheese in the middle. Put it back in and let it cook more.
In the potato?
Yes. It was
delicious.
Awesome, man. Right. And you'll start getting creative with stuff like that with the Big Green Egg. It's almost like a little science experiment, but you get to eat it.
What can I cook on here next?
Yep.
And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
All right, we'll do the trivia question in a minute. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
On Twitter, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
Ooh, right into it. Hey, welcome back to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. A week before Christmas. Christmas is on what? Is it on Monday or Tuesday next week?
It's Monday.
Monday. Okay, so we're 1 week away.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm in...
T-minus 7 days.
By the way, after Trans-Siberian Orchestra, after the... on Friday when we did Ember and everything, I'm full on now in Christmas mode.
Yeah, you in?
Yeah, I'm all in. Right. I even saw a Christmas movie last night I'll tell you about. But yeah, I'm in for Christmas, so... Let's see here. Let me wait for Carlos.
Christmas
to come.
Is fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
I have a secret to tell you guys. I don't know if I should say it on the air.
Oh, really?
In case other stations are listening.
Oh.
There's some food downstairs.
Oh, really?
It's like a gigantic buffet. Oh,
yeah. They said they were doing that this week, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the building does a breakfast for all the people who rent from us.
Yeah.
At least once a year.
Yeah.
So we should...
Are you down there?
We should be down there, like, prior to 8:30. For I'm just saying. I just talked to them.
Yeah.
No, they hook it up good.
Yeah. And it looks delicious.
Yeah. I was informed that bacon will be involved.
Oh, my gosh. It smells like maple syrup down there, and it has made me very hungry.
That's a good smell. Hey, Keith from Ocoee, you're on Real Radio 104.1 in the Monsters. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good.
You good? Are you on your way to work? You're already there.
Actually, it's my day off. I'm chilling.
Nice. Oh, man, I'm surprised you're awake. Well, I appreciate you listening on your day off, buddy. I get this trivia question. You can take whatever prize you want if you get it right. And if you don't get it, well, then don't be too upset because you'll have a chance to pick either Dirty Jim, Angel, Savannah, or Carlos to help you out, okay?
Awesome.
Good luck, bud. All right, in 1851, think about how long ago that was, okay? A guy named Mark Carr came from the Catskills to the streets of New York City to open the very first retail store of this type in the United States. What was it? He came from the Catskills in 1851 to open the very first store of this type in the U.S.
I don't know, Ross?
A Ross.
You should give him the prize because he has the funniest guess of the day.
No, it's not a Ross, my friend.
It'd be funny if he didn't mean it.
Who do you want to help you? Would it be
turns out it's just sad.
Dirty Jim, Angel, Savannah, or Carlos?
Dirty Jim knows everything. Let's go with him.
This guy is just batting 1,000 right now.
That felt like a shot.
This guy is killing it this morning.
I love this guy, by the way.
You're funnier than I'll ever be.
Jimmy, 1851, Mark Carr came from the Catskills to the streets of New York City to open the very first retail store of this type in the U.S. What do you think it was?
In 1851.
1851, first time, yeah, and it was sold on the streets.
Ice cream
is not the answer.
Come on,
I'm so
man.
Sorry. Hey, Dennis from Lake Mary.
You let that guy down.
Hey, Dennis. In 1851, Mark Carr came from the Catskills to the streets of New York City to open the very first retail store of this type in the U.S., and it was around... it was actually the December 1st or 2nd is when he did it in 1851. So around this time. So if I would have told Dirty Jim that last, he probably wouldn't have guessed ice cream.
No,
so,
I wouldn't have. I would have guessed the right answer, which I know right now, obviously.
Okay.
So, obviously.
So what do you think?
Because I know everything.
Yeah, whatever.
Right.
This is probably a dumb answer. I don't know if it's retail. Is it like a car dealership?
Car dealership's incorrect. Who do you want to help you? You've got Angel.
So much more.
You've got Savannah, and you've got Carlos.
Angel, help me out.
Angel, 1851, Mark Carr came from the Catskills to the streets of New York City to open the very first retail store of this type in the U.S. around this time of year. What do you think it was?
Around Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's got to be something in relation to that.
It's Carrabba's.
A Carrabba's, no. I don't know. How about something like Christmas cards or something?
Christmas cards is incorrect. 407-916-1041. Brian from Winter Garden. You're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Brian?
Good morning. Doing all right.
All right, man. Are you at work or are you on your way?
I'm headed in.
Hell yeah. All right, good luck to you. 1851, Mark Carr came from the Catskills to the streets of New York City to open the very first retail store of this type in the United States of America. What do you think it was?
A toy store.
Toy store is incorrect. You've got Angel. Oh, I'm sorry. You've got Savannah and you've got Carlos.
Let's go with Savannah.
All right.
1851, Mark Carr is his name. He came from the Catskills.
Okay.
Do you know where the Catskills are?
They're mountains.
He brought something with him when he came from the Catskills. And he took it to New York City. He opened up the first retail store of this type in the United States of America.
I know it.
I'm thinking. Let me think for a second.
Oh, he's already putting pressure on you.
He shouldn't have picked her, dude.
Let me think for a second. Do I get a hint? Horrible third round pick. Hint?
I gave you a hint in that I told you something.
Yeah,
I didn't tell anybody
totally
else.
Did. You just gave it away.
Well, somebody already said Ross, and I don't really want to go TJ Maxx. So Marshall's is probably off the table. I'm going to go Christmas trees, Russ.
Christmas trees is correct. There you go. That's the answer. Congratulations.
Got it.
Let me put you on hold, sir. You are a winner.
Because he said trees.
He brought them from the Catskills.
Yeah. Catskill Christmas trees.
Until then, people did not purchase their Christmas tree. The tradition was you go cut one down and take it in your house. He's the very first person to open a retail store to sell them on the streets of New York. And it was actually a little controversial at the time. People were like, oh, that's for lazy people.
Wow.
So
could you imagine? Yeah.
1851 was the first time they had a Christmas tree lot. You guys, everyone has bought a Christmas tree from a lot before, right?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one time.
You know, I was in my 20s before I did that for the first time because my parents always had an artificial tree.
Me too.
Yeah. So, I didn't realize, you know, of course I would not do it anyway, but you're supposed to dicker with them, try to get the price down and all that kind of stuff.
Did you say dicker?
Dicker.
What does that mean?
You know,
dicker like,
with
That's a word?
Barter. Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
I had a buddy
barter.
Of mine in Los Angeles who went to go buy one, and it got misconstrued that it was going to be a cocaine deal, and so he was trying to, he just was wanting to get the biggest, best Christmas tree on there. Oh. They thought he was trying to buy ounces and ounces of cocaine. He didn't bring enough money, but then he three stupid them and everything, and then his buddy came over.
That's lethal weapon.
Oh, is it?
You gotta try the cocaine, though.
Yeah.
You gotta try it.
Hey, I saw two movies this weekend that
lethal
I've never
weapon
seen
is a
before.
Christmas movie.
No, but it reminded me of it's something you keep telling me I need to see, and I can't believe I hadn't seen it before. And then
the
another
secret?
One is a no. Another one is a classic Christmas movie, but the movie that I'd never seen before and I saw for the very first time, and God, is it corny. But it was
not with
fun,
my daughter.
Courtney. No, it's Point Break. I had never seen
it. You've never seen the original Point Break?
I'd never seen it before.
Are you really? Kidding?
I'd never.
How is that even humanly possible?
How can you even say you're a Swayze fan?
I love Patrick Swayze. And he was
how can you say that if you've never seen Point Break? That's Brody, dude.
You know what? And how corny was the name Johnny Utah?
I mean, it's not corny.
Oh, God.
He's an FBI agent.
Pretty badass.
Man, you know what? It was full of corn, but I loved it. I mean,
Carlos is looking at you like you're bleeding from your eyes.
Well, all these years I've been doing that FBI agent joke, and you looked at me as if you were like, ah, man, you nailed it. But you're just getting the idea off of my impersonation, so you'd never seen it.
I expected it to sound just like you, and you're pretty dead on with it.
You did what a lot of people do with classic movies is if you don't know it, like that's my Top Gun. When people start throwing around Top Gun references,
I've never seen it.
I'm always like, yeah, that part was great. You know, I don't want to be like left out.
Top Gun is like the epitome of an 80s movie. I mean, it's like it's got everything. The soundtrack is there. Tom Cruise on a motorcycle. Kelly McGillis turns out to be a dude.
But would you say that Point Break would be in there as well? As far as is it?
Absolutely.
No, 90s. It's right on the edge, but I think it is a 90s movie.
It's totally 90s movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's I wouldn't could that. Yeah, Top Gun. Back to the Future. What's a real 80s movie?
Oh, well, I mean,
Flashdance, duh.
All the Breakfast Club ones.
Breakfast Club and Pretty in Pink and Weird Science and all those movies.
Yeah, Weird Science.
You know who else was in Point Break? You had
Keanu Reeves.
Gary Busey.
Busey.
Who was awesome in it. And then Tank Girl.
Lori Petty.
Lori Petty.
Also, Flea and Anthony Kiedis from Chili Peppers are in there as well.
Yeah. So that's the first time I'd seen it. And I did enjoy it, but it is just full of corn. I mean, corny. And then
that's real life, dude.
I had never seen the original White Christmas, which with Bing Crosby and who else? Danny Kaye. Like I'd never seen it before, and it's funny to watch something like because it was filmed, I believe it was 1955 or something like that. And there's a whole song in there about we miss the minstrel shows. It's like and they're impersonating a minstrel. Now they don't do blackface, but there's a whole song about how they miss the minstrel shows and how funny the minstrel shows were. And it's funny to watch that, you know, because that's considered a classic movie. And there's a whole song when they're kind of making.
Is White Christmas really considered a classic movie?
Yeah,
I
don't think I've ever seen it.
Well, I haven't either. Yeah. But it's definitely a classic movie. And that song,
I guess I'm proving whatever. But
White Christmas. Is
number one selling Christmas song of all time.
I might even be the number one selling song of all time. I mean, it's crazy up there with You know, but I got more than
so they were through. Really talking about a white Christmas with the minstrel shows.
Well,
I mean, the only thing you bring up about the white Christmas movie is that they missed
that's
the
about snow. God,
I'm dreaming of no blacks at Christmas.
Well, no, the whole song about the we missed the minstrel shows was it was a positive. It was like, boy, we love those minstrel shows; they're awesome. And then they started.
I don't think I saw that part.
Oh yeah, I watched it last night. I had to rewind. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow, I never knew they did that. It's all part of their one of the acts they do, you know. But I'd never seen that particular Christmas movie. Is there a Christmas movie you haven't seen that you think you need to be caught up on?
No, but I'm one of the few guys that doesn't think Christmas Story is funny or good. I don't get it. My father-in-law is literally obsessed with it. USA, I believe, plays it on a loop.
Starting Thursday.
Yeah, until like the day after Christmas, whatever. But, you know, to me, it kind of begins and ends with Miracle on 34th and then It's a Wonderful Life. Those are the ones that really...
It's a Wonderful Life is the best one.
It's actually one of my top five movies of all time, regardless of it being a Christmas movie.
Going back to what you said about Christmas Story, last night they had the live... it was a musical about Christmas Story. Matthew Broderick was like the kind of like the host of it or whatever.
The narrator of it.
And they had the kid that played, I forget the kid's name in the movie, but the kid that played the leading kid, I guess he won the audition. He had out of 5,000 kids. And he looked like the kid, but they turned it into a musical.
Yeah.
And I could only stomach about 15 minutes of it. And I'm like, I can't watch this.
That's about how much of the real movie I can stomach.
Yeah.
I just can't. I just don't think it's good.
I always loved it, man. I always thought it was such a treat when you found it. But, you know, I haven't watched it in a long time, and I always thought it was actually hilarious and rare, and that was
it.
The thing about it. You couldn't find it
right.
all the time, and now it's just everywhere. And
it became like a cult thing, so now they play it. Like, that's the movie everyone references for Christmas. But I like the side movies for Christmas, like Die Hard and stuff like that, too, that are based in that time of the year that they use that as a backdrop. I think that's kind of fun.
I also kicked the weekend off by watching Christmas Vacation.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Like, if my family has one tradition, and they probably don't, it's Christmas Vacation.
And you know those mugs, which is the moose mugs, you know, those are really expensive online. Like, to get one of those, it costs a lot.
Yeah, the Santa Claus movies are actually really good with Tim Allen.
Yeah.
The first one's really, really good. The other ones get a little corny, but it's still a good movie. Jingle All the Way with Schwarzenegger.
All those
little movies are good.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa's great.
I've never seen
Bad Santa 1 and 2.
I didn't see 2. I couldn't take 2 because I tried to let my wife watch number 1, and she actually looked at me like I was a worse person for thinking it was funny.
Yeah. What about you?
You guys don't get it either. Yeah, Carlos doesn't like Bad Santa. Like,
do you guys watch Elf?
Yes.
Yeah, that's on there. Yeah,
that's another one.
I've seen it so much though, but Scrooge is also very good.
Home Alone 2. Watched that last night as we were. I swear, putting up
what?
Stuff. Hey, Home Alone 2.
Oh yeah,
that's a Christmas movie.
Oh, of course. Yeah. It's Home Alone, and it's exactly like Home Alone 1. Like, they sat at that meeting and they're like, "We're gonna make Home Alone again and just take out certain parts and just replace Pigeon Lady. That's the Shovel Man." You know,
New York is
the playground. I mean, it's the you could probably look at the shot list and it's exactly the same.
Yeah, just put the money in the bank.
Yes.
How many Home Alones were there?
Three.
Wasn't there a fourth one, but it didn't have
Macaulay Culkin. Yeah. Actually, the third one,
I don't think had Macaulay Culkin in it,
but I'm not sure. But I mean, it cut away to his lines where he's like, "I'm all alone in New York City. I'm all alone." It's like literally the exact same lines, and then our president shows up in the middle of it in a cameo.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
So somebody sent in one that I've never seen, but everybody says it's good, but I've never seen it. Is Polar Express any good?
It's fantastic.
It's really
is it
good.
Really?
It's really good.
Well, it freaked people out at the time because it was so real. Like, that was like the second, I think, CGI movie. I think Toy Story was like first, and then Polar Express came out, and they actually, the first renderings of that, the people even looked more real, and then they went back and said, you have to kind of tone it down because people are going to trip out. And so they kind of made them look a little bit, but some of the CGI doesn't hold up because it's literally the second one knocked out, but it's really, but here's the funny thing. It was like, Tom Hanks is playing 3 or 4 characters?
This is insane.
Like, you know.
Like Eddie Murphy did 20 years ago.
Yeah, CGI. Yeah,
or every time he's on camera, Eddie Murphy. Four guys in the movie.
Yes, ma'am.
If you have the opportunity, if you watch Adult Swim, and if you have the opportunity to watch the Squidbillies Christmas, it's probably one of the funniest Christmases ever. They shoot Santa down with a sawed-off shotgun. quiz, Dale Earnhardt Jr. didn't win the last race.
I'll check it. Also, a great one is Teen Titans Go Christmas, where where Santa just calls all the kids garbage kids. It's hilarious.
Oh, no,
and they have to steal back Christmas because Santa wants all of the holidays, and he's willing to sacrifice a year's Christmas.
How about Trading Places?
Another
Christmas movie.
Yeah, there's a
Dan
number
Aykroyd
of reasons.
Dan Aykroyd as a drunk Santa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I'm just pulling out the fish.
There's a number of reasons that movie's good. Namely,
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Namely, Jamie Lee Curtis's boobie.
You can get stuck on the Hallmark Channel, and they've got, just the worst Christmas movies, but it's just Christmas movie after Christmas movie after Christmas movie.
You have no room to talk, Russ, with the worst Christmas. You like all that, and I've been watching them of all the Lifetime. You watch the Lifetime Hallmark. Mark movies,
no,
right?
I really don't.
Right. You really don't. That's
really
so far
nobody
off
believes
for
it.
You.
No, look. I will tell you when I do something goofy and stupid, but I will tell you when I don't. I don't watch the Hallmark
it's
movies.
It's right up your alley, dude.
No. I watch Love Actually every year. I love that movie.
Okay,
I think Love Actually
that
is great. So, Love Actually is a great Christmas movie.
I know, don't fight anybody, but it's literally
it's a good movie. It's a great movie.
Those stupid Hallmark movies. I hate those.
Nobody wants to slap fight you in a Santa hat, buddy.
Let me tell you why I get mad. Because I was forced one year to watch every single one of them up in Minnesota for a week, and I couldn't change the channel.
What happened?
Oh, God almighty, when it shows up the face.
Now, I've seen Love Blackually, but I've never seen Love Actually.
Yeah. Love Actually is a great movie.
It's a
lot of stuff,
different
Love
movie.
Cractually is another.
All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Watch it fast. Radio. 104.1.
Hey, as you're flipping around through the internet today, go to YouTube and subscribe to the new Monster YouTube channel. It's called iHeart Monster Radio. So that's three words, iHeart Monster Radio. Subscribe to it, hit the little bell, and every time something new comes up, you'll be able to check it out. And something new we're doing for 2018. I want to thank Three Arrows Creative Group for making this happen. There'll be behind-the-scene footage, live broadcast, daily content. It's free and uncensored, certain parts of it, so you might want to check it out. It's free to you, and it's new here for the Monsters. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel and Carlos and Savannah all here today. Today is National Bake Cookies Day.
Is it?
In case you didn't know.
Is that what kind of candle you had to go get yesterday?
Cookie candle.
That's what it was.
No, I didn't get any candles. I have so many candles now, I don't think I have to buy for a while. And people give them to me, so I haven't had to buy in a long time. But I haven't baked cookies in forever. But since you have kids, do you do Christmas cookies?
Yeah, my wife just did some. I was not there. But, they just made some. It was good. They actually did them with the eggs and the making them instead of just like, you know.
And the cutout things?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was cute.
Cookie cutters, that's what they're called.
That's always what, that was one of the traditions when we were kids. My mom, me and my sister, and one day we would do the Christmas cookies and you got to decorate them and all that kind of stuff. Is that a tradition with you guys or just...
In our house, well, not with me personally, but my little one, she's got grandparents in there. I live up in Ohio, and that's she loves going up there for Christmas because the cold, sometimes it snows, and then all these other traditions. And so they get her involved in making the cookies. This is the year they had her do some stuff over Thanksgiving also, so she gets to do that. And with the sprinkles, you get the red and green sprinkles, and you make the tree and all that. Yeah,
I made a Christmas pizza.
Did you?
No, you didn't. Not that one
seen. Did. It has jalapeno peppers and tomatoes on it.
Yeah.
There's no R in that word.
The tradition of making Christmas cookies goes, they don't know exactly where it started, but it goes way back into the
Germany.
17th century, it
I
says.
Thought.
Had to have been.
It says it's Dutch.
Close enough.
It's a Dutch thing, and that it goes somewhere in the 17th century is when it started. They couldn't pinpoint exactly when.
My wife loves sugar cookies, and I consider it the most boring cookie of them all. Lifeless.
Yeah.
And does nothing for me.
It's
you know what it is? A sugar cookie is that aunt of yours who farts a lot and won't go home.
Always ask my mom, can we make them chocolate chip and still decorate them?
No, that's not Christmas. But here's the thing. Publix. Let me tell you about how Publix has perfected the... It's not chewy. It's not a chewy cookie, but it's not a hard cookie.
Right.
And they're right there in the middle. Yeah. So when you put it in your mouth, it melts. And it
That's
can stay
said.
On the shelf, as if I know, because I eat the whole box the time I get it home. Yep. It can stay on the shelf forever.
Yeah. Endless life. Now, I don't like iced cookies. And I'm not a big fan of sprinkle cookies, but I got a feeling we'll probably wind up making some. My daughter comes in town tomorrow, and we have to find something to do.
Dude, my like boring. My Achilles heel is that the real soft cookies, and they'll come in pre-made in a box, and they'll do the frosting on them. So those frosting soft cookies and
the sprinkles.
Oh, dude, I've been known. I'm just being honest with you guys. Yeah. Like somebody might have given me a box, a little tin of those or the plastic container of those. I've eaten all of them.
See, I would think you being the cookie man the way you are, you do love some cookies. I would think that'd be like a tradition for you to do cookies every year.
I like them. I'll eat them. I'm not making them.
You don't want to make them.
And let me just say this, because every time Angel talks about cookies, people bring cookies to Gatorland for Angel.
Yeah.
If you are bringing them for Angel, I will deliver them. But there is a price. I need the same equivalent of cookies.
There's a tax
the same
on them.
Equivalent.
No, actually, it can be a third.
Yeah.
I'll take a third.
So if somebody brings, let's say 10 boxes of cookies,
just know that Savannah's
one box is yours.
Yeah, one box is mine.
So 1/10.
She's going to take a little bit off the top.
Yeah, I am.
That's fair,
it's
right?
It's a delivery fee, man. Don't even get mad about it.
I'm fine with that.
What they call that? I need a little taste of it. Yeah,
a little taste of the action.
You get a little taste of the action if they're going to bring you. Yeah, because people bring cases of cookies to give to.
I know, and it's offensive. Like, you didn't bring me one pack.
Yeah,
but you want me to take this to Angel?
Oh, yes. You got more now.
This after the what happened last week.
Whatever.
Look at that.
Oh, nice.
This was dropped off.
Which ones are those?
This is
you were so happy.
Yeah, exactly. You weren't here for this, Lois. We had a little bit of intrigue and mystery. But
set it up and see if he can guess. So because you were a suspect, and then we took you off the list.
I'm glad I was.
You were out of town, but everyone was a suspect. Linda Bird was a suspect. Everybody was. Somebody went into Angel's office, our office.
Yeah,
we went to Angel's desk. Took the Oreos that are the new ones. They were butter.
It's a brand new limited edition cookie butter Oreo.
Cookie butter Oreo. Right? Somebody took them out, took an entire sleeve, and put it back. Ooh. And we're like, oh, somebody did some devious stuff. So we went down the list of everyone we could think of. Who do you think? And we narrowed it down pretty damn good. Who do you think was guilty and then walked in and said, yep, it was me, and gave $5 and yep, you caught me, busted, red-handed.
Oh,
if you had to guess.
Somebody that feels comfortable enough to go to the desk of Angel, open up the desk. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, it wouldn't be Sean of the News Junkie. It wouldn't be Jim. It wouldn't be Jack. Well, maybe Jack.
He was one of my main suspects, but he called in and said, no, it was not me, I swear to God.
No, it's somebody who is in need of something and stumbled across these things while looking for something else.
That's exactly the way Jimmy was thinking.
You're not going to just, Angel's got cookies, but you don't know where they're at. And maybe headphones. So somebody needs headphones. Who's lacking headphones? C-Lane.
What it was he actually had some milk, and he's like, oh, man. Oh, no, ice cream. And he goes, what would go with this ice cream? Those cookies that are in Angel's desk. And we narrowed it down to either Jeff Howell.
He didn't say a cookie. The cookies that are in Angel's desk.
Yeah, Jeff Howell and C-Lane is how we narrowed it down. And it turned out C-Lane walked in here and gave the $5. It was me. I'm sorry. I was hungry.
I believe that. Yeah, and C-Lane likes his cookies.
Can't even be mad at him.
Yeah.
No. I mean, he was trying to, he was adding a little extra to his ice cream.
I would take the cookies, though. I would not be shameful. I'd walk over. Because I know you just have a surplus of cookies. There's always cookies going on.
That's right. Hey, Angel, people are asking if we could play that Foo Fighters from Saturday Night Live. Either now or coming back, whichever you would rather do.
Well, what do you want to do?
Let's take a little break. We'll play when we come back. You want to stick around and hear this? It's really cool. This is a live Saturday Night Live from Saturday night. It's Foo Fighters. They do like a medley of some Christmas songs. It's really, really cool. So check that out. And we'll play it. And you also can see it on our website at monsters.fm. When we come back, we'll do 6 things you knew we'd talk about. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning.
It's not a stop when I say when she said.
Time.
That was from Saturday Night Live. Yep. On Saturday night. You can see it on our website at monsters.fm. It's a pretty cool performance from Foo Fighters. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, and Savannah all here today. We will do the people already online. You can call us at 407-916-1041. We'll do the six things you knew. We talk about the six stories from over the weekend. You knew we'd bring it up and talk about it. But, hey, Savannah, I get an email from someone. I want to ask you about this before I forgot.
Okay.
And this is a woman that sent me this email, and she sent it to on my Facebook, and it says, "Hello, my fiance is a huge fan of the Monsters and loves Gatorland. I was wondering if you know how I would be able to get married at Gatorland. I emailed the office and hadn't heard back from anyone yet. I was wondering if Savannah would be able to hook this up. Mm-hmm. Is it a possibility to get married at Gatorland? Thank you so much for all your time and the entertainment over the years." So has anyone ever, do you know if anyone's ever gotten married?
I do know that someone has gotten married there before, and I think more than one person. And I don't know what the process is.
Yeah, appropriate at Gatorland.
I don't know.
Any place where vultures are picking at the bones.
I want it real.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the chicken jumparoo, like on that old stage.
Nope. No, we don't let people get married there.
I mean, Miguel's great and all, but you need the Gator Entertainer Instagram model to do it.
Oh, so you want me to marry them?
Clicks and likes and clicks.
Okay.
Clicks and likes.
Well, then.
She did not. She just wanted to see if I could hook it up.
But come on. You think the guy wants, he's in Gatorland. He doesn't want the baddest bitch, you know, doing it? Come on.
Well, of course.
He ziplines in. She brings the monster buggy thing in.
Yes.
They hop down, hit the altar.
That would be pretty badass. I wonder if I could get Blackwater to walk over with two rings on his head. I bet you it could happen.
That's that gigantic thing.
Yeah. I bet you it could happen. He would do it, too. Because that would be cool.
And a Blackwater, is that a crocodile or
he's
a gator?
He's a big alligator. Oh. It's my favorite. Today when I get to work and find out. But
wasn't there something else you're going to tell me?
Yesterday I was there all day from like 7 a.m. And then as I was leaving, I had my bag of English. So this little 8-year-old girl was translating. And
grande pelo blanco, grande white hair, very big woman.
Great grandma, I think, was in a wheelchair, and then the rest of the family was there. So I found them on the train. It was they're from Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
And their whole family was here, and the little girl kept saying, "For my birthday, I want to go meet Savannah."
Grande
for
blanca,
my birthday.
Grande blanca.
But I don't really speak it, so I'll just talk. And they don't even know what I'm saying.
Right.
So it was a really amazing moment. Mm. We rode the train.
So lucky.
Happens to us a lot.
Yeah.
You're just talking. We don't know.
And she's in the beginning of it with me. And I sent it to them. So they wrote me back.
Awesome.
And they were like, "This is the best birthday Valerie has ever had. So glad her grandparents got to be a part." And it broke my heart and made me cry.
So she lived in Puerto Rico. And that's how she knows you from one time where a girl said he just grabbed my butt. I mean, that's the way he's been for years.
Yeah, Fox News is reporting a woman identified as only Jane Doe is suing Kiss member Ben. Hard to do that considering the notoriety of, you know, kind of groupies. It's hard, you know, I guess if you're a groupie and you're banging out every band member from here to Tesla or via his Twitter or Facebook account.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Friends, strike one. Person making these accusations in the manner alleged in the complaint or harm her in any way. I'm conferring with my lawyers and with the aim of vigorously countering these allegations. I look forward to my day in court. The evidence will prove my innocence. In other words, really enjoying this free publicity.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he's saying, because he knows it doesn't matter. If the lady had pictures of him doing it, he would go, "It doesn't matter. I'm Gene Simmons."
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect?
Exactly.
I'm not Matt Lauer.
It's not going to ruin his reputation. I mean, he's bragged about taking photos with every woman he slept with. He's got books and books of women he slept with.
Yeah.
It's not. Look, once again, he's not
one hotter than the next.
He's not my favorite member of KISS. Actually, he's the one that is embarrassing.
So what you're saying is she was asking for it.
Yeah. No, it's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I don't think anyone's shocked or surprised that Gene Simmons.
It's Gene Simmons. Come on, man. You can't expect him to be able to do anything better.
It says here also, he went on to say in 2003, he showed Grande Blanco his BH and then put out the quotes and said everything was cool.
Am I Grande Blanco now?
Yeah, that's your
Because I like that.
Yeah, Grande Blanco.
That's a true story, too.
For
those who haven't heard it, I mean, they grab you to go backstage.
Look, I'm not
at the
getting
KISS
involved in this lawsuit, but they did grab me backstage to go to KISS concert. And, you know, I might have seen someone's BH on accident, but you know what? I'm not trying to accuse people of stuff because I will not be grouped in that. Maybe he was just scratching his ass.
Maybe he just had to move his little thong thing to the side and scratch.
Even if he would have done the worst, most vile thing ever in my presence, I would be like, That's Gene Simmons.
Yeah, Gene Simmons. Exactly.
Yeah. They're still talking about that miss, though. They're still looking. They're like, she seemed like the kind of girl that liked BHs. Everything about her, from the look to the hair.
That's
to
why
the
I used
style.
That move.
Exactly.
Right. That usually was the move. Usually it's the nads, but she didn't look like an ad girl.
Yeah. When someone bends over and pulls their little thing to the side to show their BH,
hey,
what do you think the response normally is from any other woman?
Maybe they do the tongue thing. Maybe that's like a thing. I don't know. I left.
Oh,
but
my God. That is just...
either way, I you know what? I'm not getting involved in this whole thing. Because, like, this a radio girl. And, she's like, if you're interviewing rock bands and you're interviewing people like Gene Simmons, like,
well, the
come on.
That's what I'm saying. The worst
this is a radio girl, too? Oh,
yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right,
she's
right,
a radio host. And the worst thing that he did in this particular... I'm sure he's done worse. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, sure.
But he took her hand, put it on his leg, and then he did the whole, like...
Doesn't even mention the tongue thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't even mention that. I mean, that in the story never even comes up. It's the hand on the knee thing.
It says flicked her throat with his tongue.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's
what
he does.
I just saw that Matt Damon got in trouble, not for sexually harassing him, but for trying to disseminate, basically...
Levels of
what is going on, and...
He's mansplaining.
Yeah, he's mansplaining, but I didn't... I mean, I'm a man, so I guess I didn't see it as that. Are we not allowed to have the conversation right now as to say, like... Hey, man, there's a giant net that everybody's getting swept under, and we know who the nasty ones, and everybody there is in a wrong one way or the other. But so now we can't, it's one general blanket for everybody?
I think what's happening is Rose McGowan is the one who came out specifically, I think, at Matt Damon in regards to his comments about the whole idea of levels of, and you have to understand circumstances do play a part in how this stuff rolls out, and it does. I mean, regardless of how you feel about it, it does roll out. You don't know the behavior of the woman going in. You don't know the behavior of the guy going in and was alcohol involved. I mean, all of that makes sense. Not making excuses for everyone, because Harvey Weinstein, proven now, a predator. At the worst and highest levels. But I do agree 100% that...
But who gets to dictate that conversation?
Well, and that's really exactly where that whole thing is going. Because Matt Damon got heat. I mean, heat
for
saying
it. Because Matt Damon, his proximity to a lot of the people that are involved in this...
Is right next to him.
It should not be coming from him.
Yeah, that's a good point about the whole
everything
conversation.
Everything from Casey Affleck to Harvey Weinstein, he has direct knowledge to these things. And he's admitted as much.
But theoretically.
You're right. Theoretically,
no, he's admitted it.
I don't know exactly how much he knew, but I would agree he may not be the best person to talk about it, but I do think the conversation needs to be had, because to think that every woman is telling the truth is just as crazy to say that every woman is lying.
It's not logical to think that every single woman is telling the truth.
But you understand that the first woman that comes out and during this process, and she's proven to be a liar, that we, and we've seen it, we see how the internet is, that we're instantly going to go to, they're all lying.
Yeah. Well, for the record, attorneys and politicians have been dealing with this for years.
Yeah.
Like, not every politician's a scumbag who takes money from special interest, and not every attorney in the world is just a guy charging you $500 an hour to do nothing.
We're not arguing about sexual assault.
Yeah, well, 100%. Same. It doesn't matter. The argument is irrelevant at that point. You can't say that any one general person, like, all cops are not bad. Can we all agree with
that?
Of course.
Yeah.
But there are some really bad ones out there.
Right,
I mean, same type theory. By the way, you're telling me that Matt Damon openly said that he had information about
the Casey Affleck thing, that's all degrees.
That's
right?
Like a rape thing, right? That was straight up rape. I mean, it wasn't like I touched her on the ass.
But the Casey Affleck thing is degrees of separation there. With Harvey Weinstein, he's admitted to saying as much as that he had heard things.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
But the bigger this net gets and the more people they start to sweep into it, the quicker it runs its course and the more ridiculous it becomes.
Well, I did also
Now you're roping Gene Simmons in here. Come on.
Yeah, you expect
like,
it from him.
And people will get tired of this. The bigger it gets, the more people will get bored of it. And then it stops.
Yeah. I did see a story, though, the other day, and it was a man who claimed this woman who owned a big company said, look, you either sleep with me or you lose your job. And they ran the story. But, of course, it's got no heat. No one wants to hear it from the other side, you know?
No, because it's the fear element. Guys, like that's the thing that bothers me. There's a fear element of a man and a woman that they can overpower, rape, you know, cause violence. There are stronger women than men in small cases, but that's the big difference. I mean, that's the major difference of these stories.
Well, I don't know if you knew this, Carlos, but there's a reason I don't have an 18-year-old intern anymore. I'm a strong woman. I'm that exception. And so
you
just do it my damn self.
All right. We'll take your calls for more of the six things you knew we talk about. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Radio. This Friday, we're going to do our best, raise as much money as possible for the Coalition for the Homeless. If you can help us out by donating, that's awesome. We're going to do our best to bring all the talent we can. If you got a small amount of talent, it'll help out on Friday for our live show. And it's going to be live on our brand new YouTube channel. That's right. Monsters YouTube channel is now up.
And running.
It's under iHeart Monsters Radio. So it's iHeart, one word, Monsters Radio. Subscribe to it. You'll be able to check out all the really cool videos that are on there now. And there'll be more every single day, more next year, and a live show this Friday. So that means you're going to be able, it's free. And it'll be uncensored and awesome, and it's up there right now. There's all kinds of great interviews up there now, and it's live broadcast will be there, and you got daily show content, behind the scenes footage, all kinds of cool stuff. So
I mean, this is a totally different way to consume the show. The fact of the matter is, man, this is how most people view stuff, is through YouTube and through different means, and man, I'm so excited for what Three Arrows and what we're putting together. It's really cool
the way they do it, and it looks like a TV show.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it's here's the thing. The crazy thing is, kind of to say TV show is old school. It's its own kind of being. It's a YouTube kind of deal, you know? But it is exciting and a lot of cool stuff coming up.
And I explained about how the only thing that we saw that was even similar is the guys up in New York, that the Breakfast Club,
yeah.
They do something similar to what we're doing, but no one in the state of Florida is doing
what
we're doing.
No.
And we are excited about it. It was a slow rollout here towards the end of the year. They're really going to kick in gear 2018, but our first live broadcast will be this Friday when we do the talent thing, and we have some stuff that already planned, and special guests will be there, so mm-hmm. you're gonna want to see it and watch it on our YouTube channel.
Calling all mediocre talents, we need you.
Yeah, if you can do like you're gonna do something with your eyeballs, right?
Yeah, I could do it right now if you want.
No, don't blow it.
I hate to do it on a day where I have a lot of makeup on, as opposed to today when I don't.
Well,
pretty girl.
Yeah, well, Friday.
That was a joke. Jimmy didn't even say anything.
I did not.
I have a lot of makeup on every day.
That was not
the joke.
You don't.
I like my women with makeup on.
I like my women just a little on the trashy side.
Let's see if you want to guess. Rachel, you're on Real Radio 104.1. You want to guess one of the six things you knew we talk about?
Well, good morning. Yes. I went to the Katy Perry concert last night, and it was phenomenal.
Was it? Because I heard it wasn't that good from some other people.
I heard it was great.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She entertained you from the beginning to the end. I can't imagine.
I'm a Gaga kind of guy.
She had everything in it. Cirque du Soleil. She had her dancers. She had, it was
Taylor
great.
Swift said she ain't all that.
Well, yeah. My assessment came from one person on Twitter.
Yeah. I heard it was great, and the stage show was supposed to be like amazing.
Hey, Rachel, obviously sold out show,
thanks,
right?
Thanks.
Yes, it was. Well, she did pop some tickets on Groupon at the last minute. Wow. Yeah. Nothing says
superstar like Groupon.
Hey, Rachel, did you take somebody?
I will tell you, I'm 46, and I was like, the whole time, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to know any of her songs, you know?
Oh, you knew you would.
Come on, California girl.
I knew everyone. I was like, she is a superstar. You just didn't realize it.
Did you take somebody there, or did you just go with a date or something?
One of my girlfriends got us four tickets at the last minute. Of course, we were like in the third section up, but of course, you know. You're never too old to like figure out where some empty seats are down close. So
right.
So it was awesome. You just got to own it and get on in there.
Hell yeah, girl.
Hey, was there an opening act for Katy Perry?
There was, and you know what? For the life of me, I couldn't tell you who it was. She was very. All of her songs sounded the same. None of them I knew.
Ed Sheerano, Ed something.
I'm sure the opening act loves the fact that people went but don't remember who.
Of course,
they hate that. Sure.
I know.
Her just a little bit of the stage too. It was, you know how it is. It was an opening act. She was entertaining, but.
Hey, did you stay until the very end, or did you try to get out a little bit earlier to beat the traffic?
Oh, no. You did not want to get up and leave out of that concert because you didn't know what she was going to... Her props were great.
It was like going to the mall. The traffic was so bad.
Crazy.
All right, Rach. Well, thanks for giving us the update on the Katy Perry concert. I didn't know she was in town last night.
Yeah, it was a sold-out show. Yeah. Her releasing those tickets was just a, like, you know, sometimes they do that where they'll just repurpose a part of the
arena
mm-hmm. and they made those available because they were, you know, not the best line of sight seats.
Normally
they wouldn't sell those seats, you know what I mean?
We did that in Jumbo Frimps 99.
When the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which was on Saturday night, there was just a couple seats up at the very, very top, but it was pretty much just a sellout. It's 11,000 people. That's a lot of folks.
That is a lot of people.
Yeah, Trans-Siberian Orchestra was great, by the way. I want to thank them for including us again this year and also donating money to Crime Line and Detective Barb, and it was a very, very cool experience, that's for sure. Marcus, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Marcus?
Great. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, I think you would talk about the Atlanta airport losing power and thousands of people canceled flights, so on and so forth.
Yeah, that was one of the things I wrote down. Can you imagine? The Atlanta airport is the busiest airport in the country, they say.
Yeah.
And I guess there was a fire and someone accidentally cut one of the lines that powers the entire the entire airport.
Bad decision.
My bad.
You
don't even know. The fallout from that is even worse. So there was all those people that are stranded at the airport yesterday. It's still the after effects are still being felt today. There are flights all over the country. They had the report earlier, even out of OIA, that were affected by those delays.
Sure.
So if you're flying out of Orlando and you were going through Atlanta, you might want to check your flights this morning.
This ruined a lot of people's day. Can you imagine? You're either the firefighter or the electrician. It was like, cut the blue line. Oh, no, I'm at the red line.
I'm a little colorblind.
God. I mean, there were people that were stuck in particular areas because there were security doors to let them out. They couldn't get out. I heard like a long list of all the things that happened because this airport was, I mean, no power at all. They said it just looked like just a parking lot of people just standing there, and they couldn't get out, and they couldn't. And of course, the planes couldn't leave. I mean, everything electrical was gone.
Imagine all the executive Matt Lauers in the airline industry that their automatic locking door button just sat them.
Yeah. Now everybody can get out.
Exactly.
Right.
I don't know why I just pictured a bunch of execs with the rape locked door button like, can't get out now, honey. Maybe it's cold outside.
And I've got the power failure to blame it on. So let's see them pant eggs.
I would have thought that even if they lost power, electricity and power, that there would be backup battery for everything.
Yeah.
But they said there was not.
No,
they forgot to charge it. They forgot to charge that one. They had it in the car.
Dude, I didn't plug my plug my phone in.
Man, because my backup charger is also dead. Damn, we should have gotten a generator, but I didn't want to pay all that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You would think an airport would have a generator, especially
the
busiest airport in the nation. You would think would have.
Is it busier than O'Hare?
It is the busiest one.
For
yeah.
some reason, Atlanta is the busiest one.
You know what happened? A bunch of duty free bottles of Absolut got robbed. Just walked in, no security.
I don't think anyone was injured or anything like that. But a lot of people were really upset. A lot of people were, their flights were delayed. And it was a complete pain in the ass.
Well, remember I told you I rode one airline on the way to my last trip, and then this one I rode Virgin and Delta. Very nice.
Yeah.
Virgin is very nice.
Yeah, Delta is ready when you are.
Yes.
Virgin is like being at a club on a plane.
Oh, I started watching. It was because there's like purple lights throughout, and the stewardesses or
they
attendants
dress nice.
Very nice. Yeah. And then I started watching. They have the free movies and stuff like that, which is very cool. And mm-hmm. I started watching Dunkirk. And about 10 minutes and I had to shut it off because of all the planes crashing.
Oh, really?
I swear to God, I was like, and I'm like really intense. I'm like looking around. Nobody's looking. I'm like, you guys hear that alarm? There's alarms going off. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch Captain Underpants.
It's funny you said Dunkirk because I went back and forth almost clicked on Dunkirk and then I went back to Point Break. And I'm like, Dunkirk. And then I thought about you guys goofing on me for never seeing Point Break.
Yeah.
So that's why I chose Point Break. But would you say Dunkirk is good?
I didn't. I'm telling you, I got 10 minutes in. And it seemed like it was really good, but it was way too intense to be flying on a plane. What I did end up seeing was a great film with Sam Elliott called The Hero.
Yeah, yeah. That just came out about 3 months ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. Excellent.
He's an
film.
Actor. It's like the whole.
Yeah, yeah. He basically plays like this Sam Elliott and kind of how he is perceived and.
And he's going to get nominated for an Oscar. No doubt about it.
Is it a documentary?
No, it's a film about a guy who is kind of Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Who is known for like his Western portrayals of his entire career. But he's a different guy than that. It's like The Wrestler for an age for an
Agent
old
actor.
Yeah, an old actor. It's excellent. He's going to get nominated. He deserves it. When I first heard about it, I was like, oh, well, they're just going to give him one to Sam Elliott. But now he puts on a hell of a performance.
So in a way, kind of portraying himself.
Yeah, it's really good. I highly recommend it.
Have you guys seen, I don't think it's a documentary. I think it's a clown or a goof on Jean-Claude Van Damme, but Jean-Claude Van Damme plays...
The Hulu show is coming out.
He plays himself,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He's getting good reviews, believe it or not.
Goofing on his own career or something?
Yeah. I've heard he's actually getting good reviews on it, too, that is showing his kind of sense of humor. But I don't know what it is. I haven't seen a preview for it or anything.
He's the one that does the splits, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Yes.
And he boner dances on talk shows.
Is he the one, Jimmy, that's actually really smart as well?
No, that's Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Dolph has Steven Seagal.
Dolph has a chemistry background with some physics, I believe, tossed in there. You know, just for flavor.
He sure is good looking, that Dolph Lundgren.
Is he really? You like him?
Oh, hell yeah.
Is he good looking?
Yeah.
I've never heard you say anything about a guy.
Because she always says, I'm the female Dolph. That she always says that.
She's call me Dolph Lundgren.
I'm Falf.
Yeah.
I will break you.
You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Yep.
At Real Radio 104.1, if you want to follow us on Twitter, we might follow you back. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. From Real Radio 104.1.
Subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel. This is a very big, exciting thing that we're very excited about. So you go to YouTube, just go to iHeart Monsters Radio. Three different words. A lot of people, it confuses them because they'll go I-Heart and it doesn't come up. iHeart's one word. Monsters Radio, and subscribe on that, and you'll love it. There's all kinds of cool stuff.
I know it sounds so crazy to people who use YouTube all the time, who use it for. But there's some people who never touch YouTube.
I met a lot of those people at Ember who were like, for the first time, we're going to YouTube just to see our thing, and they didn't understand how it worked.
Okay, obviously we want you to subscribe to iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. That's fantastic. But I don't care what you do for a living. If you're a mortician, if you're a teacher, if you're a doctor, the wealth of information on YouTube will change your life.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
It'll change your life. It's not just for funny videos. It's not just for checking out your favorite morning show.
I use it every day. Every day on the way here, I'm listening to motivational YouTube videos in my speakers in my Jeep.
Yeah. And when you subscribe to channels, then it'll give you ideas of other things you might like. Yes. But yeah, you're right about hitting the bell. When you hit the bell, it'll let you know that, hey, there's something new that's up, and you can check it out. And guys, we're putting a lot of work and effort into this, and it's just like a different aspect of the show where you get to see, when we do the interviews with celebrities or whatever, or behind the scenes, you'll get to see all kinds of really cool stuff. And
we're not charging you for it. It's not like we're sitting here, and then after we reach 10,000 subscribers, it'll only be $3.99 a month.
No.
You know, it's not what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Now, we aren't going to be selling shirts and stuff.
No.
The YouTube channel that we're filming in here has definitely edited my conversations that I had during the break.
Yeah.
Well,
some of those we need
to. I have to be careful what I say because if it's going to go out there,
Sure.
Yeah, especially during the break. That's when I cuss people out.
So obviously it's the holidays.
Yes.
How many people do you think they believe will be traveling away from home for the Christmas holiday?
Not a lot this year, I don't think. People don't have a lot of money so much this year.
So you don't think a lot? What do you think, Angel?
Is it like in the hundreds of thousands? Is that what a number like that you're looking for?
Yeah. What do you think?
Two million people on the roads.
Okay. What do you think, Carlos?
I think it's like 6.9 million. Something
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. They forecast to be the biggest ever. 107.3 million.
I was just a little bit off.
107.3 million will be traveling away from home, and they think that at one time a million people will be broken down on the highways.
Whoa! Here in the United States.
In the United States of America.
Damn.
AAA says they got to be ready to go. And so what they wanted to do, they want all radio stations to broadcast this and talk about this, and that is to check your car before you go, before you take your vehicle. Now, just so you know, Orlando, Florida, number one destination for people to drive to.
Hell yeah.
Really?
And Savannah, you were right about what you said, is that people don't have as much money, so what they're doing is instead of flying, they are driving to closer. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm driving up to Savannah, Georgia on Christmas Day, and so it's a short little drive. It's not like getting to a plane and go somewhere. But you know, I wasn't really thinking about all the different things that AAA wants you to check before you go on a trip.
So, good call.
What do you think? What do you think? And you've been on many a road trip, Savannah.
Oh hell yeah!
Number one thing you think of to check before you go on a big long road trip with a million people.
Oil change. Oil change.
That is one of the things that is mentioned, an oil change. Now, did you have an issue with that?
How many engines have you blown up on your cross-country travels?
Only one, and that's because the oil was leaking, and I didn't know, so because I'm a good oil checker, and I can change
you
my
sure
own
are.
Oil.
Okay.
Damn it.
You like to party, girl. Check that oil when we party.
I got to tell you, it's hard to find one of you.
All these other girls are nice and boring, but...
Hey, don't you Gene Simmons me, Dirty Jim.
Yeah. That's why he showed it.
What do you think AAA says is the...
Tires.
Yeah, tires.
It's got to be tires.
Yeah, that's one of the things for sure.
I'm in the market for tires right now.
It says you really need to check the the pressure in your tires. Now, that's something a lot of people don't think about. But you got to make
underinflated
sure
tires.
If they're underinflated, you can get into a horrible accident.
And you get better gas mileage when your tires are inflated at what they're supposed to be.
No. Okay, so each tire has a different setting, right?
No, they all have the same PSI, unless you got some weird jacked up tires.
What's the right PSI then?
I think it's 30.
It's different depending on your car and the tire size.
Yeah, it's different for every car. I mean, most of the tire pressures I know are between 30 and 35 is normal, but the smaller the tire, they have a little bit. But like my truck, it takes 72 pounds in the rear tires and 65 pounds in the front tires.
You guys do
realize
I
have the haul.
Right. So you even it out.
I did ask the question. I said every tire is the different, and then they're like, no. And then you went back and said, well, yes, every tire is different. You guys just to me.
No, every tire is not different. You're saying every tire separately to your car is a different pressure.
No. My tires are different than your tires, and your tires are different than her tires.
I thought you meant it on the individual vehicle.
Me too,
my tires are different than all your tires because my tires are badass Jeep tires.
So I always stick with like 35.
That's high.
Is that high?
That's pretty high. I think that's high.
35 and
no.
It on your tire what it's supposed to be.
On the inside of your door as well.
Yeah, like if you do an info check on your car, it has it. You hit the button, info check, and it lets you know the PSI of the tires.
Oh, I know.
And typically for a sedan like your size, it's anywhere between 35 and 37.
Okay.
My car is 38.
Mine
Is 42. Mine's 35, and if it gets lower,
it'll give you a warning.
Well, they'll email me. Who is it? OnStar. They'll email me, and they'll show me my tires, and they'll say the left one is a little too low, Russ.
Oh, God, I'd have an email 70 every week.
No, email and said, extra cheesecake today, huh, Russ?
Yeah, wow.
So your tire pressure is something that's very...
Another thing with the tires also is definitely check your spare. That's the main trouble that most people get in trouble with. You'll check your tires, but no, you forget to check the spare.
Yes, AAA says you want to check and make sure you have a spare and you know how to change it, and you have the jack that goes along with the spare is something that they're saying.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened to me when I went down south and I popped a tire.
Mm-hmm.
My the thing to get my jack out wouldn't work. So I was stuck because I couldn't get it out.
As far as AAA is concerned, what do you think the number one big problem they have on a weekend like this?
Would it be
where over a million people are traveling?
Could it be that people might have fuel gauges that aren't correct?
That's what my guess is going to be.
That is a very small portion of
called gas meters.
The gas meter ain't working.
If I heard you say that out loud, I don't know what I'd do.
Well,
believe it or not, the number one issue they have to deal with is people locking themselves out of their own car. Lockouts are the biggest problem that the AAA has. So be sure to have a spare key or whatever with you at all times, because that's one of the things. And you kind of sit around and wait for someone to come unlock your car for you.
Do you guys use cruise control?
Yes, I use it all the time.
I don't, because
I'm hardcore.
I use it, and I love it. And I got made fun of for using cruise control. Like, only old people use cruise control.
Right. If
you're driving 8 to 12 hours and you're on the freeway, why would you not?
Yeah, I love it. I feel like a robot takes over.
If you're driving just to Target in your neighborhood.
That's different.
I had a buddy who used to drink a lot, and would not mind driving while doing so.
Was his buddy named Dirty Dan?
No, not Dirty Dan. I wouldn't say this out loud. But he uses his cruise control in town when he was driving, and he had a little buzz, because that way you don't get that I'm not aware of how fast I'm going or how slow I'm going thing. He would always set it a 1 mile an hour over the speed limit as not to look suspect while driving a little buzzed.
Right.
And it wouldn't look like he's going 39, you know, like way below.
Yeah.
It's weird. When I used to drink during the daytime, I always felt like, well, it's free time.
No, remember, guys.
I know it's not.
Bus buzz driving is still drunk driving.
100% is, and I don't drink anymore. I'm just saying, when I used to drink during the daytime, it just felt different than the nighttime.
I need you preaching to me, Angel?
Over 100 million
I don't.
People will be traveling this the next couple of weeks. Another problem that they said that you got to check before you go on a trip, and this is something I wouldn't have done, but it says that you get your battery tested before you go, including the connections, make sure it's all clean, and have some jumper cables in your trunk. Just in case.
Yeah, the thing is a lot of people don't know much about vehicles, and they automatically assume if the vehicle starts running, it stops running, it's something really, really bad. But a lot of times, unless it's making a lot of really crazy noises, it really isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Engines are built so efficiently now that as long as there's oil in them, they will literally run forever.
It says that you got to keep your phone charged and keep it handy. A lot of people just let it die as they're driving.
Who does that?
I don't know.
Who could even live like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I charge mine all the time. Okay, this is something that I won't be doing, but they suggest that you should pack a gallon of water and an emergency kit just in case something happens with spare warm clothes and blankets.
Yep, I have all of those things in my Jeep right now.
Yeah, it's because you live there.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh, I got an apartment.
That's called your bed. They do that because I wonder if that has anything to do with that when that blizzard hit a couple years ago and people were frozen like on the freeway.
Yeah.
Stuck there for hours.
Yeah, I won't. I mean, I'm just driving from here to Savannah, Georgia.
I always have a gallon of water in my Jeep at all times.
For what?
For emergencies, if the car overheats, whatever might happen. Always have a gallon of water. And I always have a coat. And what else do I always have? Febreze. Breeze is always good.
All of those sound perfect. Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah.
Anything else that you definitely got to do if you're going on a long road trip?
If you're going up north, check out your antifreeze.
Antifreeze?
Yeah. If you're going to be in, like, going north, like in the northeast,
and in traffic,
where the temperature is going to be remarkably different, you would want to make sure.
Yeah, because you get up there and you got water in there because it works in the south. It's not good for your motor, by the way. You can't put just water in there.
No.
Old schoolers do that, but it gets rusty. I would say, you know, good music.
Road snacks.
You got to have road snacks.
What's your favorite road snack if you're doing a travel, you know?
I've got a standard. You ready?
Yeah.
It is easy. Cashews.
Good.
Gross.
Have you tried the honey cashews? They're fantastic.
Yeah, I like my cashew, just a straight up cashew. If you could tell that Nazi to stop talking to me, I'd appreciate it.
Still, I just tried it.
Salt and pepper is that's as out there as I get.
Honey.
Salt, by the way, 2-for-1 at Publix right now.
How about
ice cold Coke or Pepsi and some chocolate?
Beef jerky, always
Cheetos,
good for riding.
Beef jerky and Mountain Dew, duh. Yeah.
Jerky's great.
I'll do beef jerky and I'll do combos.
Yeah.
Combos are good on a trip.
You might as well eat cashews, like fancy Jim.
I like an Avion and half an orange.
Oh, you do not.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I like M&M peanut butter M&Ms. Those are nice little road candies.
A lot of people traveling. Okay, is there something that you always stop for if you're doing like a road trip like
yes.
that? Which is?
On Atlanta, every time I drive to Georgia, I always stop at the Popeyes right outside of Georgia.
Why that?
I don't know. Knock on wood. I've had pretty good luck going to Georgia. And it's like, I know I'm only like 2 hours out or something. Like, it's like I try and make it there, and then I get my little chicken. I hit the, cause it's a big truck stop.
Yeah.
Where there's like, you know, you go to the bathroom and there's different things. So that's the one place I always stop at, and I know I'm like, all right, I made it.
It's odd how often that works. You know, when we go up to Itchituckney every year for my wife's birthday, we will be, you know, we have the fifth wheel with us. We're pulling it. And for some reason, we'll always go, you know what? I'm kind of hungry. And it always seems to be around the same exact exit. We've jumped off the road and gone to the same Zaxby's 3 years in a row. And we didn't even mean to.
Yeah.
And it honestly, but it works out. So I can get my camper in there pretty easy, park, walk out, get some food, and then off we go. But I swear on my life, we never really planned to. It just so happens, like, oh, yes, we're at the same Zaxby's.
Yeah, I've told this story before, but when we would go to West Virginia when we were kids, the deal with my dad was if we can spot a Dairy Queen, we get to stop, you know, so we're looking for Dairy Queen all the time. That way we'd keep our mouth shut and look for the Dairy Queens, and they're spaced out throughout the country pretty well. So now I still feel if I see a Dairy Queen on a trip, I got to stop and get a little blizzard or something. Yeah.
I stopped at the same Cracker Barrel on the way back and forth from California at least 6 times.
Yep.
And had the same waitress.
Oh, really?
Every time. Like, we became friends, and it was never planned. I would just go there. We would sit down. And every time, almost, she was our waitress. But a couple times, we saw her off in the distance, and we'd be like, hey, do you remember us? She's like, oh, look, you guys are getting so big. Like, yeah. It's so great.
Did she remember you?
Absolutely.
Y'all stole all those sugar packets last time. I remember you.
Yes. It's in Texas. It's the same, like, the same place we get hungry, the same place we need to pull off for gas, same Cracker Barrel.
So tell me, Grande Blanco loves that raw sugar.
I can imagine she remember. Yeah, there was a blind guy that remembered Savannah. I hadn't seen her in probably 2 years. We were we did an interview with this guy named Jeff Healy. Jeff Healy was in
Roadhouse,
and he's
Roadhouse.
The blind guy that sings Angel Eyes or something like that.
Yeah, his famous line is, his name is Dalton.
Yeah, right. So we interviewed him. About 2 years later, we do this trip, and we go up to I think it was Memphis, and we walk into this bar. He's singing on stage. Savannah's talking real loud. He stops the entire thing, goes, is that Savannah from Orlando?
Oh,
this guy's
my God, that's funny.
Blind as hell. Because she's going, hey, Jeff Healy. And I swear to God, he recognized her voice 2 years afterwards.
My voice is its own power, man.
No, that's not it. I can smell the stolen sugar.
All right, then you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Check out our website at monsters.fm, and there's stuff on the website you can go check out. And our YouTube channel is up as well, so go check that out. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins on with Dirty Jim, Angel Carlos, and Savannah. So between now and December 25th, there is a complete increase in something that doesn't always happen. And it has to do with something in the morning.
Nailed it.
I know that's very vague. So
boners and poop is what I do.
Something that people add to their morning. A lot of people have a morning process. Carlos has a morning process. Something he has to do. If he doesn't do it, he's not in the mood.
I do. Yeah.
That is.
I don't know what you were just saying. I do something.
Yeah, well, there's something that you do every morning. If you don't do it, then you're like, oh, I'm not in a good mood because I didn't have my.
Yeah, I didn't have my coffee.
That's it, coffee. Yeah,
sure.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what do you think is added to coffee between now and the 25th that
whiskey.
Yes, that's exactly it. 75%. It goes up 75%, it says.
Wow, really?
Of adding liquor.
75%?
Yeah, it says adding liquor to your coffee. And the boss didn't see it because you figure, well, this is the holidays. I can do that.
You know, I come out a lot of money this month for the kids. I don't think they care if daddy can go in a little tipsy to work.
Like, nobody's looking kind of a thing.
Have you guys ever known? Okay, I've always thought that was a movie thing. Like, that you saw that in movies. Right. Or you saw that in TV shows. The grizzly veteran at whatever work job there is that would pour liquor into their coffee.
Little Irish coffee.
At 8 o'clock in the morning. Sure. Is that a real thing?
It's, yes. Not only is it a real thing, they've got a list here of the different liquors that people add. See if you can guess. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that are the staples.
Bailey's
is number one. Yeah, that's Bailey's Irish Cream because it kind of looks like coffee. You can go in the car. No one knows. Your boss won't know.
That's the best. That's the best. That drunk when nobody else knows you're drunk.
Oh,
drunk.
That's my favorite drunk.
Because it's like, there's no way this person would be drunk in this situation at this time, but no, you're drunk, and it's great. It's like a free day at school. I would say rum chata.
Rum chata, not on the list.
Because that's a great mix because there's a little minty side to it where you're like, what? I'm just eating mints for holidays.
Cafe Patron.
No. You mean like Patron?
No, there's a coffee.
No, there's
Patron.
A cafe. Oh, right. That stuff is delicious.
I love that stuff. Yeah, no, it's
Tia Maria.
It's not on the list. No, Amaretto.
Amaretto. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Frangelico.
Yeah.
All these go well with coffee. Yeah,
Frangelico used to be one of my favorite drinks, and I used to drink so much Frangelico.
That's licorice, right?
Even him. Yeah. Even him saying the word just then made my stomach turn.
Well, these are things that people are adding to their coffee in the morning between now and Christmas because their boss doesn't know. It says Godiva chocolate liqueur.
Absolutely.
I never tried that.
Really?
Is it good?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, chocolate-y. Sure. How about Kahlua? Did you already say that?
Yeah. Kahlua is the next one. Yeah. Kahlua, once again, it can be added to your coffee. Nobody knows. Boss doesn't know.
The first thing I ever got drunk off of was liqueur.
Yeah.
My dad, after it was
that's
all
every
said
kid,
and done,
though, because yeah. It's what's accessible.
It was old, and I was drinking expired liqueur. And like years later, my dad was like, you know that was expired.
Yeah,
right?
And the bottles make it where you can't check the level.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly.
Yeah, they're dark. They're super dark bottles.
There's two more that they say are added between now.
Jameson.
No, not Jameson.
Oh, that's a good one.
But for some reason, Maker's Mark is bourbon. Pointed out.
Yeah, bourbon's a totally different machine, but I can't believe that's on there because that is pretty detectable in your breath.
Yeah,
you would think
but
so.
But I would
right?
think whiskey and bourbon would be a given.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To your coffee?
Yeah, absolutely.
Grand Marnier is the Grand Marnier. Yeah.
That's number one?
No. That was the other one we haven't mentioned yet.
That's some fancy-ass drunk.
So it's an orange-flavored look. I don't think I've even tried it.
Oh, Grand Marnier?
Yeah, you have.
We've had it several times.
Oh, yeah? Bubba used to do the shots. Grandma shots?
And they brought it in one time, man. Grand Marnier came in here one time and brought us all bottles and stuff.
I know this. If you pour 1/4 teaspoon of Grand Marnier on a table, let it sit for 40 seconds, it is basically super glue.
Yeah.
Because there's so much sugar in do it. It basically is syrup.
This is something I've never said. They said people during this time of the year, and if you're a listener and you're doing this, let me know, but we'll put it in a flask and share it with people in the office and put in their coffee.
No, you got to be ride or die, friends.
I've
that.
Never seen anybody do
I
that.
I wouldn't share mine. No way.
I've shared it before.
The flask thing, that's another thing. I went through a year where I thought it was cool to carry a flask. That's about it. Like, it's a cool little gimmick, it's a cool gift, but functionality, I always just thought it as a speed bump.
But if you, okay, but let's say now, if you brought some in and had a little bit of, I don't know, Bailey's, you know, Irish cream, you could share with everybody, and
Okay, let's talk about that. Okay, so let's say regular, right today, you're in that coffee area, the commonplace coffee area.
And Deborah Roberts pulls out her flask.
That would not shock me.
I have two, dude. I have two flasks.
That would not shock me.
You gotta get your good flask.
But let's say mixed company.
I'm sorry, but would you share it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, as long as I had the other strapped on. But if I've only got one, get your own.
You
but,
strap it on.
Come on now.
No, but let's say it's a mixed company. You don't know the people as well. Like, we all know each other pretty well. Right. We basically work together every single day. But, like, it's like Bill. It's Bill from, you know, accounting and... And
it's, it's always Bill from accounting.
Always.
But you saw him at the holiday party. You had good laughs. You talk about their kids. It's not like you don't know them. And then all of a sudden, Bill's like, hey.
I got a flask.
You guys want to
put it in your coffee?
You want to tie it off? I think if I was still drinking, I would fall under peer pressure. And be like, yeah, put it in. I think I would.
You fall under peer pressure and just tell them to put it in, put it in.
Little holiday spirits, Carlos.
I'm feeling you, Carlos.
Hashtag me too.
Exactly.
Deborah, they say the increase of people adding a little bit of liquor to their coffee between now and Christmas is it goes up 75%. Like a bunch of people are doing it. How many people over at the news are drinking their coffee with a little bit of a spiky in it?
Let's rephrase that question as to how many people working in news should put a little something in their coffee and spike.
I heard it Hettinger mixes 1-to-1 absinthe and coffee.
But there's a lot of
cooking with a spoon,
tripping balls,
with the sugar.
Yeah.
Deborah,
careful when you talk about cooking with spoons.
That's actually wrong, Deborah.
What's going on in the real news today? Anything?
Well, thankfully, the power is back on at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. 11 hours
not
it was.
Timing.
No, not at all. I mean, you had thousands of people stranded in the dark, had nowhere to stay, had nowhere to go.
Now, what's the official word on exactly what happened?
Well, right now, it's a fire that happened in one of the substations that serves the airport, and it was so close to some of the concourses that made it hard for firefighters to reach the blaze and put it out. Right now, they're saying it was just, you know, bad luck, bad timing, but they don't think it's terrorism. But 28 flights here in Orlando were affected. I mean, even Chick-fil-A, which we all know is closed on Sundays, because it's a Christian-owned corporation, and they recognize Sunday as the day of rest. They broke their company rule and brought free food to the people at Hartsfield, since they were stranded.
That's doing the Lord's work.
Yeah,
that's right.
Pleasure.
I love Chick-fil-A.
How is it one of the most busy airports in the world doesn't have a backup system or a generator or some sort of a battery?
You know those questions are being asked.
Yeah. Somebody texted earlier, 77031, and said, how is it that Pine Hills Parks and Rec has a backup generator?
Yeah, exactly. But Hartsfield-Jackson doesn't.
Yeah, it's that's going to be the big question because, you know, we are getting ready for one of the biggest travel periods. And we hear this every year.
107.3 million people will be traveling in between now and Christmas.
And expect 3 million of those people to pass through OIA. That's a 7% increase from last year.
Yeah, yeah, man.
So it's going to be, and then on top of the airport Potter problems, yeah. Well, all the things we've got going on, Harry Potter doing their Christmas for, I think it's the first time this year. Hogwarts. Yay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on top of that, you've got 300 plus people, you know, over the side rails of a cruise ship. They got sick on a Royal Caribbean cruise.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's a nightmare.
And they say a lot of people will be traveling to Orlando. Orlando's the number one destination to
drive
to. Number
one destination, once again, to travel to, period.
Oh, really?
From across the country. That's according to AAA, Orlando is. Because we have so much to offer over the holidays.
And it's all nice. I just got back from L.A., and L.A. is great, and there's real culture, and there's real stuff.
And fires.
But I didn't see that, and everything's a little bit old. Here's one thing I realized about Orlando. Everything's nice, new, and fresh.
Yeah.
And you're going to leave.
It's shiny.
Fresh and shiny.
Yeah. And you get away from all that stuff wherever you're at. And even the crappy kind of hotels here are still pretty good.
Exactly.
And that's why I totally get it, why people love our city.
Oh, and the weather, dude.
The weather, right now, this time
of year is the best time to, and because you can go to all the parks and not be, you know, just oppressed by the heat.
It's deceiving for
Plus, look at what they're dealing with around the rest of the country. I mean, sub-zero freezes along the Northeast, the Midwest.
Yeah.
So they want to escape that weather and come to the one place where we're in the 80s.
Man, why can't it be a little bit colder today? Everybody else is like, you know, freezing their ass or something.
I know, seriously, it's going to be 82 in Orlando today. Enjoy the -3 in Green Bay.
Any other big news happening? Any other?
Well, we had multiple fights break out at the Juvie Center downtown. No idea what started the fight. Thankfully, only one person injured, but they had several law enforcement agencies that were responding to that this morning.
Oh, really?
Because they just all these fights broke out. They don't know, was it planned? It's what tipped this off? They had Orange County, OPD.
They were supposed to get eggnog. Yeah, no, they were supposed to get eggnog this, the start of the Christmas season. And the eggnog delivery was late, and so the kids just kind of wild
out.
Yeah,
man, they love their eggnog, the Juvies.
It's a good thing you can't lie, worth hell. Because I was like, full of shit.
We want our eggnogs. We want our eggnogs.
Are people still talking about the Disney-Fox merger?
Not really.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when I think the Justice Department just objected to the AT&T Time Warner deal.
That's what I think everyone's kind of waiting for is when the Justice Department comes in. I think they're all waiting on pins and needles to see if they're going to allow this to
Facebook's
go forward.
Facebook is next.
I mean, if they jumped in on the AT&T deal, I think they're probably going to jump in on the...
I would imagine.
Yeah. When they start looking at... I just saw a financial forecaster and I was a... professor at NYU say the very thing, said that, look, if they're going to start breaking this up, they need to really start looking at some of these social media giants, considering how much of the market they control. Facebook up to 40%.
Yeah.
Think about that, Russ.
And
up
Uber
to 40% of the use of your cell phone is for Facebook.
Online marketing, Google owns it. I mean, that's...
Oh, without a
it's
doubt.
Just, it's them. It's a profound percentage of the total. But, like, talk about sports news. You put that together. ESPN is one of those properties combined with Fox Sports. That's, you know, a monopolistic control over sports. Talk about Hulu. They're going to double their stake from 30% to 60%.
Yep.
Talk about theater distribution and negotiating theater prices for films. You know, you put that entity together. Huge.
Hey, another topic. I'm sure that Stephen Kramer can. By the way, Stephen Kramer's here. Kramer Law Firm. He can chime in about when it comes to custody. Horrible story, and I hate talking about the children dying. But there's a horrible story from over the weekend where a 2-year-old crawled out of a window and drowned in the pool. And they showed the pool area. They showed the house. The house was in horrible, horrible shape. And then they interviewed the father, and the father said, "I've been trying to get custody of my kid for a couple years now. I told her to clean up the backyard. I told her to clean up the pool. And this is what's happened. And the system has failed me." And I felt so bad for that father because it was his ex-wife. And she just let the place run to hell. And the pool was black. And so she had to call and say, our 2-year-old drowned. And he's like, I knew this was going to happen. So difficult for a father to get custody and to prove that a mother is unfit. Have you heard this story? And did you know if there are going to be charges?
I have. have, but I mean, it sounds like she kept the child more not because she wanted the child, but she just wanted to spite her ex-husband.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
because that's probably 25% of the cases.
Child crawled out of a broken window, many broken windows in this house. There was trash everywhere. Pool was trash. A child crawled out of the window, fell in the pool, and drowned. And the father was like, I told her this was going to happen.
Oh my God. Stephen would be able to speak to that because I'm assuming with Florida law that you have to have some kind of safety precaution around your swimming pool.
Yeah, generally that's true. And you know, we hope people want their kids and they want to see their kids because they love them, not because they're trying to spite somebody or because they want money or whatever that is. And when you see something where
often.
That's not the case, I mean, that's disappointing. You know, there's two portions of any case that can come into play. You know, everybody's familiar with that divorce process that you go through. I mean, you've either been through it, you got a friend or family member that has been through it, you've seen it, you know about it, but you don't know everything about it. And it can be really difficult without good representation, especially to prevent, your spouse from something like this happening. I mean, the bottom line is the courts want both parents to have time with kids, right? And that means mom and dad. And if you're going to say mom or dad can't have time with the kid or shouldn't have custody or time sharing or whatever, you've got a big burden to meet there.
Where's the burden? I mean, like, if you're convinced that your child is staying with your ex and she's not doing or he's not doing a good job at taking care of it, like, what's the process?
Have helped for him to have documented her property and
so
the deplorable conditions?
In law, we work in a world of facts. Right. So thinking it isn't enough. You've got to have the facts to prove it. You've got to have the evidence to support it. So, yeah, photos would be a good start.
Just photos of this when they showed
the documentation.
Photos,
I went to the
horrible.
House.
It was. I wouldn't have my dog in this particular.
But
house.
This is screaming to me. Even if you can't get relief in the family court, there's a whole nother avenue. There's DCF. You know, you can call in a report on DCF. That's a last resort because you are choosing to have the government into your life. You're choosing to have oversight of your child from the government, not just from a family court judge, not just from a guardian ad litem. That's, asking for intervention. But if you feel like your child's in danger like that, like they might die or like they might drown in a pool or, that's an easy call. And, my child is spending time with, or here's an anonymous call. This child is at a house that is messy, that is dangerous. The mother is, using drugs and alcohol. She's out of it. The pool isn't safely kept. There's no gate around the pool, and this kid could drown in the pool anytime.
Well,
this
particular father said he had gone to DCF. He had done everything he was supposed to do, and he's like, I knew this was going to happen, and I really felt for him.
So somebody's going to have to answer some uncomfortable questions there because, if a report like that goes in and they don't take action, that's a problem. And if this went in front of the court and there was compelling evidence, this is the type of nightmare scenario for a judge because no judge wants to be in the front page. Judge actually denied order or whatever to prevent this from happening.
Or DCF for that matter, which has had a really rocky reputation over the years
name from what it was, right?
Exactly.
HRS before.
And what sucks about it is you can have 1,000 successes.
Yeah.
And all it takes is one slip like this for the hammer to come down on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deborah Roberts, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. When we come back, we'll do a little scenario with Stephen Kramer. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Yes, it's something that's really cool. It's our brand new Monster YouTube channel. Subscribe to it today. iHeart Monsters Radio. Stephen Kramer, you got to go do it. Do you do a lot on YouTube?
I do. I've had a channel for a while.
You got to subscribe to the Monster YouTube channel.
Of course.
Have you seen it yet?
I have not yet.
You got to take a look, man. It's really cool.
You're digging up a bunch of old content.
No. We've got Three Arrows Creative Group. They're putting it together, and they come in, they film like certain parts of the show when we have celebrities, things like that. And it's a brand new. It's really really cool.
Cool.
And it's a pretty big project. It's like a here's from the other day when Savannah got pooped on.
That's fine.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the funnest video.
Ooh. There you go. It's got a lot of.
It happens sometimes.
A lot of clicks on that one for some reason. There's the poop right there. You can see the poop right there.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's the Monster YouTube channel. It's iHeart one word Monsters Radio. So go check it out if you get a chance.
You're the catalyst for driving people to the channel right now.
Absolutely. Yes. Getting pooped on does that.
That's
magical.
That'll be a lizard.
Mm-hmm. Or for Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Monique one is getting a lot of hits. It's doing well. you know, between Monique and Savannah getting pooped on. Those two get a lot of hits.
Nice.
So, yeah. So anyway,
pretty
so
good bookends.
What scenario do you have for us, Stephen Kramer?
All right, I got an interesting one. Jimmy, this is right up your alley because all right. It deals with golf.
Oh, sweet.
So, one Sunday afternoon, Mr. Smith decided to try out his new golf clothes. Jimmy?
Nope.
All right, fine. All right, Mr. Smith decided to try out his new golf clubs with a few of his coworkers. So they tried them out. They're kind of in the backyard hitting them around. And I guess they live on a golf course. They go inside, and Smith's son, Junior, decides he's going to try one of the golf clubs. Okay. So, you know, a few of the neighbors are around. Junior's playing nearby. And when the parents go in the house, well, Junior's like, all right, I'm going to swing this thing.
Right, so right.
Takes out the club, swings it back.
Mm-hmm.
And before he hits the ball, when he swings it back, bah, hits one of the neighbors, Wendy, in the head.
Ooh.
That happened to my dad one time.
Did it? With a neighbor, a kid?
It was a kid that hit my dad in the face.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How bad?
He still has a scar right here. Right,
wow.
Still, yeah.
Wow. So,
yeah.
These are reality. All right. So, Wendy is pretty messed up. She gets knocked out, loses consciousness. So, she's got traumatic brain injury. It's even, you know, being concussed would be considered mild traumatic brain injury. And she winds up actually suing Mr. Smith for negligence.
Okay.
Claiming that he left the club in a location where it could inflict harm, where the kid could get to it, and ultimately the kid, you know, causes this injury. So the question is, could he anticipate that this club could have been, you know, injured somebody like that? And is he going to be on the hook for it?
No way. No. No, not at all.
Wow, really?
Not at all. He just, it's a golf club.
What if it was a machete?
But it wasn't a machete. Ooh. It was a golf club.
Yeah, but I mean,
but even if it was a machete and you just laid a machete there, I mean, that's a used, it'd be like leaving a weed eater there.
How old's the son?
He's 12.
He's 12 years old.
Yeah, so can they be on the hook if they can't anticipate that the child's going to use this instrument dangerously? Are they liable for when the child does use the instrument dangerously?
And Jimmy makes a good point. Okay, if it were a machete, if it were a samurai sword, uh-huh. If it were a gun, if it were something that's used for hurting people, okay, that's one thing. This was a golf club. This was not used for hurting people. It could also be a badminton, you know.
Yeah, well, knives are meant to cut to eat, and it's a tool. I mean, it's not necessarily meant to stab another human with. I mean, that's something you apply it to. But
no, there are knives that you use to stab humans with.
Yeah, I understand that, but what I'm saying, we're not talking about that either. So what my point would be this.
Well, you just want to argue.
If the dad just showed the son to swing the club, just displayed what you could do with the club, and then sat the club where the boy could get to it, it'd be no different. Let's say he had nunchucks. And the dad just went outside and he's just doing nunchuck stuff and said, see that? That's kind of cool. And the boy's like, oh, man, check that out. My dad can do nunchucks. Then just sits the nunchucks on the dining room table. The kid picks them up and starts swinging them around and hits somebody.
Mm-hmm. Nunchucks are a weapon. So you're talking about a weapon.
Anything could be a weapon, buddy. That's what I'm saying. Anything could be a weapon. If the guy displayed how the club is to be used in front of the kid without telling the kid, don't do this inside or whatever, and just sat the club down to a 12-year-old who just saw his dad doing
it. It's sporting equipment. You could leave sporting equipment anywhere.
So it's a bat.
It doesn't mean someone's. Yeah, that's right. So it's a baseball bat.
Right,
so you're saying if a baseball bat was left, then he could be sued for leaving a baseball bat?
Bats aren't meant to hurt people, like you're saying about the hurt thing. But they are used. Matter of fact, it's a major tool in a massive TV show now.
Well, you could use anything to hurt somebody.
That's my point.
But that's not what that's not what it's there for.
You would not assume
that a 12-year-old is going to use a golf club to hurt somebody.
Well, he didn't do it to hurt somebody. That wasn't the intent. He wasn't swinging it at the person for the sole intent of hurting them. He was just swinging it inside because he saw his old man do it. I say his old man is liable.
I would say not.
Carlos, Savannah, Angel.
I would say that a spoon was used as a weapon in my house.
Right. I mean, anything's a weapon.
Sure, if not again.
I mean, a car can be a weapon. It's not intent to run over people in a busy, crowded place, but that happens.
What's the question again?
Well, I mean, for either of you, any of you want to chime in here?
Is the parent liable for leaving the golf club there when somebody else came and hit him with it?
No.
Yeah, if they use this instrumentality in a dangerous way and they leave access for the child, can the parent be on the hook?
No.
What was the party for at the house?
They were just having a few neighbors over, hitting golf balls around, checking out the new golf club. So, you know, casual interaction.
Casual, mixed company.
So, and let's make a distinction here, you can answer both of those. You know, if it's a sword, you probably feel one way.
Right.
Do you feel the same way, or do you, how do you feel if it's a golf club,
well,
or if it's, you know, I guess cutting board that somebody slams on somebody's head.
It's weird because the swords, that's what my dad collected, and that's how we got people to the house, was to check out his sword collection.
Yes. Really?
It absolutely, and it lined the walls, and the big showpiece was the Rambo knife.
Yes. Texting started checking in.
This
what?
Is all true. I was going to finish it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were
it's
done.
All right.
I thought
all right.
You were
no
done,
jokes. It's all right. Guilty. Guilty as charged. Yes. Angel,
what did Tiger Woods' wife use?
Is the father responsible for leaving a golf club when the 12-year-old picked it up?
Because what we're trying to decide is an accident, and this lady's probably suing to get her medical bills paid for.
Yep.
So it's not the, you know, that's not what the golf club is the purpose for. But the kid grabs a golf club and causes an accident. Is his family, their insurance, going to be responsible or held up for their hurt insurance costs? Yeah.
I would think that wherever they're at, the homeowner's insurance would
cover. Homeowner, yeah,
or homeowner, yeah. I don't think it would be the
but
kid.
It's the dad's house. I mean, so he's.
But that's the question is, are the parents liable for the actions of their child? Are they liable for their kid swinging that golf club and hitting somebody
in the
head?
And their whether it's their homeowner's insurance or whatever, that's who's going to foot the bill for this lady's medical bills.
Of course. I mean, look, I could get a surprise here. It looks pretty open and shut to me. I mean, again,
it's an accident. It's like I don't think the kid did it with any malice intended. It was just he went, grabbed a club, swung it, hit a lady in the face. Who's paying her medical bills? Your dad's insurance is going to pay him.
All right, so we got Team Russ, who feels like, of course, this kid's not on the hook. Of course, these parents aren't on the hook. It's a golf club. It happens. You know, they couldn't foresee that happening. We got Jimmy and Angel.
Let me go back to. I didn't realize it was at their house.
Okay.
With that being the case, it's at their house. It doesn't matter if it's a golf club, a machete, a spoon, or whatever. Yes, the whoever's house it is, and the parent will be responsible. Yes.
Okay. So pretty much unanimous agreement here, Russ.
Mm.
In this particular case. You should have stuck with your original position.
Really?
Yeah. So what happens is, if there's very little possibility that the conduct is going to harm another,
right?
Then you're not going to be able to hold that individual liable under a theory of negligence. If the anticipating the child's going to use this golf club to harm somebody is not something that's foreseeable, and therefore the court didn't ultimately burden the parents with the responsibility for those acts. Well,
and that was my argument. It was that you would not expect that a golf club would be used to hurt anybody. But I thought, since it was at their house, though, their homeowner's insurance would have to pay for it, right?
Well, you know, when you get into houses, you get into some complicated issues between the type of invitation that you extend to somebody. But in this particular situation, no. Hmm. In this particular situation, that, you know, that it would have been different if the behavior was foreseeable. Right? If it was behavior that could foreseeably end in harm, that would be different. That's this particular case. Now, there's differences also between a dangerous instrumentality and an instrumentality used dangerously. One of those is, you know, I got these headphones. They're an instrumentality. You know, they're not dangerous by nature. I could still use them to hurt somebody.
Sure.
They could be used in a dangerous way. There's a big difference between that and a sword. Or, you know, a golf
nunchucks.
Club and a gun, or a golf club and nunchucks. So that would be a different analysis there. Also, if you talk about a vehicle, that in and of itself is a dangerous instrumentality.
Hey, what about the baseball bat? Because, you know, a kid picks up a baseball bat, swings it, you could hit someone and hurt them as well. But, I mean, once again, baseball bat really not meant to hurt someone, but it could.
It's the situation, right? If the dad was, like, sitting there like, hey, Billy, lay down there. I'm gonna hit this bat off. I'm going to hit this ball off your face. And then he was doing, I mean, I'm serious. Yeah. That's silly, but, like, then that changes the situation because then Billy picks up and goes, well, I'm going to do like Dad did, and then that was leading them.
Well,
right?
It's foreseeability, too. I mean, if you're hitting baseballs into a field of people and your kid hits the baseball into a field of people and you're there kind of encouraging that behavior, well, that's foreseeable
exactly.
harm.
Yeah.
That's a different scenario.
That's a party.
That's a dangerous
yeah,
party. That's ducking.
When my dad did this, it was my next door neighbor. I think she was 12 at the time, and she was getting ready to hit the ball. We were out on the golf course, and my dad was going up to try to help her to show her how to hit it and did not realize. And man, it just, it plied right into him.
Did he wind up getting his bills paid for or taking
I mean, they were neighbors, friends of ours, or like family, you know, but it was
so was a boy, gut, so like,
oh, gosh,
boom,
wow,
bam, that
bad.
Must have been bad.
They had to rush him to the hospital,
wow.
And it was,
it would be different if it was a car also. A car is considered a dangerous instrumentality. That's part of the thing. When you own a car and you lend it to somebody, you know, you lend somebody your TV, well, they can't really cause much harm with it. You lend them a car, they could kill somebody. So that's why owners are liable for the actions of the people driving their car. It'd also be different for an intentional act. So willful destruction of property, theft of property by minor, then absolutely parents wind up on the hook. So
what if I gave somebody my TV and they took and threw it off a bridge into somebody's car through the windshield? Am I liable for that? Because I have a big TV, not a flat screen.
If it's really, if it razor edge TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exploding TV.
Yeah.
So, dangerous TV.
All I heard you say was that Dirty Jim was wrong, right?
Yeah, I was. I was wrong as hell.
Yes.
It still doesn't seem logical, to be honest with you.
It's the foreseeability thing.
Yeah, but that is so subjective. It's ridiculous, right?
Well, you know, that's why.
How can you foresee anything?
That's why law is always moving. That's why there's always new cases. That's why, you know, you have individual facts and every case is a little bit different. And you put, you know, a particular facts in front of a jury and they're going to make that call. And,
right, yeah.
And that's where some of the uncertainty is. That's why we go to school for, you know, 7 years to be a lawyer and then spend years learning how to practice is because, and that's why they call it the practice, is because, you know, it's always evolving and always changing.
So this Friday we're doing the best we can to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. You've helped us out before in the past. My favorite was the ukulele. You played ukulele one year.
Dig that ukulele out,
but we do know that Stephen Kramer is a man of many talents, some great talents, some little baby talents. And we're actually little baby talents are actually good because they're more unique and weird and odd. Do you have it? You don't have to tell us today. Do you have something in mind that you want to do on Friday?
Baby talents. I've changed a lot of poopy diapers in my time.
That's true. Well, I mean, like that. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I don't know.
All right, yeah. Carlos, fill it up.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I yeah. I'll,
you got
I'll,
something in mind?
I'll dig something up.
Okay, all right. The ukulele
you
want
to surprise
was...
you or...
Yeah, surprises. Yeah, yeah. Right. Ukulele was good, though.
It was very good.
You're the kind of guy, though, that, like, you'd do a talent, wouldn't surprise me. I'm like, yeah.
No matter
like,
what it was?
Yeah, I mean...
He could probably ice skate.
Yeah. You seem like one of those kind of guys who's kind of tried out a little bit. It's a compliment.
Why, do you have an ice skating rink in there?
No, I do not.
Because if so...
I have a feeling... Stephen Kramer could probably do one of those things where you pour the pancake batter and you flip it over and then you the outside it's a painting.
It's Yoda.
Yeah.
No, but I do have a Yoda mold for pancakes.
See?
So...
Bring that.
I do.
Wow, man. Be good. That is sad.
It was a gift.
You love your Star Wars.
And it's awesome anyway. So.
I don't believe it.
OneFirmForLife.com. That's OneFirmForLife.com.
Hey,
when we come back, Carla's going to take it to the top. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Today, I'm having turkey. I made my big green egg yesterday, and you're going to see what that's like when you pick your big green egg up.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you getting one?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, on the Christmas Wish show, he wished for one.
It's courtesy
one.
Of the Wassies. Thank you so much, though, guys.
Damn, yeah. Nice.
About 92% of the Christmas wishes came true. You can still do that on our website, by the way. Go to monsters.fm, and there's the Christmas wish area. And if people are asking about who won the Monster Pet of the Year, is it on the
website?
It's
okay, look. Yeah, and we're going to add this other part of it now. I'll accept responsibility for that. It's my F up. But if you listen to Friday's show... I embedded that part of it, that what you and I recorded.
Yeah.
I embedded that in two different places in the show. You just have to listen to the show, and you could hear the one segment that's directly about the Monster Pet of the Year. After the show, I'll post that audio standalone by itself on the page. Yeah.
Now it's time for Carlos. Take it to the top.
Let's go.
Cookie.
Good morning, everybody.
Getting better.
It is. Yeah, my voice is definitely getting stronger, ready to destroy the airwaves once again.
Let's do it. I missed you.
Yeah, well, I missed you, too, and I missed you guys, and it was fun to be back in Central Florida after just enjoying my days over at in California.
Tell us what you did. What'd you do?
Why
what'd
are you
do?
Italian tell today? Can you
yeah,
just
that's
tell
like
that.
The third time you've gone to that voice.
I don't know.
You did it a female version, yeah, two different adult versions. <You're>
right. Is it the pizza that you started eating since November's over?
Guys, let me tell you something.
Or is that a hint of maybe what you were doing in L.A.?
Let him talk.
All of these things could be true. All of these things could be true. I don't know. Maybe just not being here and not doing stupid voices. I've reverted back to my Italian go-to, I guess. But maybe it is all the pizza, Savannah, because let me tell you, last month was November. No pizza, no cookies, no soda.
And no fun.
No fun.
Yeah.
Well, I felt pretty good during November. Well, my addictive ways just overwhelm me. And
If that was November, this has been mold pizza.
All the soda.
All the soda. I mean, when you go away, and then I happen to have gone away twice this month, which is really rare as far as
whatever.
Like.
Whatever.
It's true.
I mean, traveler. Wise guy, fancy pants.
No, it's true. I'm going to get back on it. But it's December, such a hard month to kind of
it's hard
really,
to stick to.
Because you can just rationalize it so
much. It's the holiday. Yeah. It's the time you're supposed to celebrate.
Yeah. But California, I see why people move to California. That weather is unbelievable. It was just beautiful outside. Sure, there's smog. I didn't notice it. Maybe I was breathing it in. But walked everywhere, had a great time, shot some really cool stuff out there, and it was cool to see some people out there.
What you shot, will we all be able to see it soon?
Next year.
Next year.
Yep. Next year, which is right around the corner, you know. Yeah. Or is it the year after that?
Was it Gotham?
Yes, I'm the Penguin.
Yes! No, you're not the Penguin. I already got the Penguin.
Oh, God, I would love to be the Penguin. That would be fantastic. But no, it's actually something. Well, I'll tell you this. I play a good guy in this.
You're a good guy.
I'm a good guy, and that's why I had to shave. Because here's the thing.
I noticed you shaved. Yeah.
And I hate that I shave because I just...
Yeah,
because
I'm looking at you, and I'm like, that's not...
It's not me.
It's like not, if you shaved. That's not Lowe's, yeah.
He's a child.
Yeah. You look fatter.
I do. It makes me fatter. My daughter doesn't like it. My wife doesn't like it. My daughter looked at me, and she starts touching... She just touched her face. It was so cute. She touched her face, and goes... No.
Really?
No. Nope. And she had a conversation with my wife about telling me that she didn't like it. She's like, it doesn't look good on Daddy shaved. I'm like, I know. I had to shave, but
it's better when Dad covers his face up with hair.
I agree. But it's interesting, and it's something that I hadn't thought about. But in order to play this good guy part, I had to shave.
When you say good guy, then I know it's a foreign film.
No, playing like somebody in the government, playing like what's supposed to be like a professional.
No right.
Yeah, then it's definitely a foreign film.
But they made government me shave. Spook. Isn't that crazy? You know, when I play bad guys, as much facial hair as you can have.
Sure. Tattoos.
Tattoos. I mean, if you don't think you're being judged, you know, in everyday life, you are. I went on that set and I didn't know really any of the people. I'd never worked with them before. They're all from different places or whatever. And they treated me like this really kind of... Because I didn't stay in character, but it's...
Was Robin Wright Penn nice? Was she nice?
She was very...
Gotcha!
Oh, I'm the new Frank. No, I'm just kidding, Angel. Angel was so nice, he already was at the dump button.
Yeah.
But I was all BS.
I don't know!
No, I'm fine.
I don't know, that moron will ruin anything.
But it was very funny. They treated me kind of like a dork, kind of like as if I was this like very prim and proper guy.
We need the nerd on set.
And then when we went to lunch and I was kind of done for the day and I was just wearing my regular clothes and, you know, my Guido look, if you will.
Why are you so Italian?
Well, yeah, that's what...
Oh, my God.
That's like
get
Italian.
Thank you.
What the hell is it? Are we in Italy? No.
It's all the pizza.
They looked at me, they go, hey, man, you look totally different than you did on set. And I'm like... I'm an actor, okay? This is what I do. I look a little bit differently. But if you don't think you're being judged, you are if you have facial hair. Facial hair?
Uh-oh.
No facial hair.
Yep.
Facial hair? Savannah, light, thin, blonde mustache. No, you actually have no hair. Every day I ask Savannah the same question.
What?
Just to bother. Every day, just as a running joke. And I say, do you shave your arms? And she says, now, leave me alone.
Every day he asks me that.
Why do you ask her that?
Because
I don't have a lot of hair.
Zero hair. I mean, we're talking zero hair on that tattooed arm. Angel, you want to inspect it?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of hair.
No hair on that arm. Mm-mm. It's just an inside
It's
joke.
Impressive.
It's good.
It is. Sorry,
I'm envious.
We're going to move on to a couple of films that I saw.
All
right. And then we'll get into the box office this weekend because it was a big boy. And most about it, I don't really care because... Not a Star Wars guy, but saw an excellent film called The Hero that I already brought up.
The Hero.
With Sam Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Great story about a guy who had his day.
This is a Netflix thing?
No.
This is a major release.
Major release.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a major release. And months the Netflix ago. Thing in this day and age is just, I mean, Will Smith just released his Netflix thing.
And there's another big actor doing that as well, straight to Netflix.
Yeah. Well, did that drop already or is it coming up? I didn't think, I thought it was later on this week.
The Will
series,
Smith one is 23rd. I think all over
LA. It's all over,
yeah.
But The Hero's out now.
The Hero was out on the plane, so
Probably Amazon.
It's been out for a while.
Okay, so you would love it. Now, I would highly recommend it. It's a story of a guy who's, you know, you're looking at a guy receiving Lifetime Achievements Award while he's still alive. It's a really interesting take on especially what is happening in this day and age, the glorification of fame and celebrity. Really good story. And then I saw one called, and I immediately thought of Savannah, called Cuba and the Cameraman. Okay, or Cameraman in Cuba. Okay, and
I haven't seen it yet.
It is a fascinating look into Cuba. I've seen everything Cuba. I love Cuba. Obviously, my family's from Cuba. What you get to see in this is a guy that from jump, when Castro kind of took over, is in the streets with one of the first video cameras ever. Like, he was in the middle of it up until literally modern day. He got close with Castro, so close that they were in the apartment while having food, playing games. You've never seen, imagine seeing Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-il, one of these guys, and they're playing like, you know.
Sorry,
exactly. And it documents the story. Angel, you were able to see it?
Yes, it's awesome. Again, when you get someone in the inner circle, you know, and someone in the inner circle, we have this idea of Castro and that he's an arch villain and everything.
Yes.
And there's probably a lot of truth to that.
Sure.
But there's other dynamics
there's
and other things.
There's definitely another side
to that. And there's that part of it, too. So when you get someone in the inner circle of any famous or notorious person, it gives you a better idea, a balanced light as to view that person.
Well, no doubt about it.
And, like, I hear stories when I was there. I hear stories that are different from stories we, like, like when there were riots in Havana.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I want the military to come with me, but no one bring guns. And we're just going to walk downtown and we're going to talk to the people. And Castro would just walk down there and be like, listen, I know you don't like what's going on right now, but if I'm down here and I'm okay like this and I'm willing to help you.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very interesting. I do have some birthdays and some other stuff that we can get to.
Let's do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. So our brand new Monsters YouTube channel is called iHeart Monsters Radio. iHeart is one word, iHeart Monsters Radio. Please subscribe to it. Click on the little bell. That way you know when brand new videos come out. And we've got all kinds of great stuff that's going to happen this year. Behind the scenes footage. There'll be daily show content, live broadcasts, which our very first one is this Friday when we do our best to raise as much money as possible for the Coalition for the Homeless, which is a great, great cause. The Monster Talent Telethon will be live on our YouTube channel this Friday. Coming Friday, and you'll be able to see it all uncensored and free this Friday. Carlos is still taking to the top, by the way.
Yes, I am taking it to the top. And before we go to the top of the box office, I want to go into some birthdays because, you know, some days I check the old birthday vault
and it's nobody really.
Nada.
Nobody. We got YouTube people that we all don't know about. We got, you know, Instagram, even Musical.ly stars.
Yeah.
Well, December 18th, and I'm a proud member of the Sagittarius Party.
Mm-hmm.
So are you, Jimmy?
Yes.
No other Sagges here?
No.
No other Sagges. Well, it rules to be a Sag, doesn't it, Jimmy?
It does.
Yeah. It really does.
Creative, good lovers.
That's exactly the first two.
6'2".
I'm the only one that has a song, though, Age of Aquarius.
That's true. That's a pretty good one. But
it's really not.
December 18th, I've always known for one major celebrity because he's an idol of mine, but I didn't realize how many celebrities are born on December 18th. It's the level of celebrity. I think it's the highest I've ever seen as far as...
More than our birthday? There's some pretty... my birthday.
Yes.
I got some ballers. Jay-Z.
I got some
pretty big ballers on my birthday.
I think it's Disney's on yours, too?
Yeah, one of those. It's a bunch of... Yes.
Yes, this beats that. All right, ready? Here we go.
All right.
So, the first one, for those of you who know me who don't, Steven Spielberg, okay?
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
He is 71 years old today.
And what'd he do?
He did a couple films. I think he did Star Wars. Nope, it was Jaws. Nope.
Okay.
Yep. And he's number 11 on this list.
Wow.
He's a hack.
Exactly. So I'm not going to say these. Well, the number one person on this site, and remember, it's a kind of like a voted site amongst a bunch of people who check this site or whatever.
So it's not Spielberg, so it must be Jesus.
Yeah. She's a big star in her own right, and she just hit the kind of excitement over the last couple years. Sia.
Oh, wow.
Sia.
Number one. And Russ, Sia?
I've seen something, but I think she was on Saturday Night Live one time.
I don't think she's ever been.
She was.
A couple weeks ago.
She stood in
a
couple weeks ago. She was. She stands in the background.
More than one time. She had that little girl from Dance Moms, Maddie, come out there
and do
her song with her, and it was incredible.
Yeah, she's very talented. Sia. So her birthday, Steven Spielberg, Sia. Brad Pitt.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow, that guy.
Yeah, Brad Pitt. How old is Brad Pitt, guys?
51.
Close.
Brad Pitt's got to be 54.
Bingo lollipop.
I would have said 53, yeah.
You guys are the same age.
I was going to say 69. No.
Aren't you 54?
I'm 52.
I thought you were 54. Yeah. I thought you were 54. Sorry. Yeah, but he looks pretty good. He was a picture with him and Chris Rock on his Instagram the other day.
You're 52? I thought it was 53 for some reason.
Yeah, and
February's coming up. I'll be, you know,
still doing his thing. Brad Pitt. When's the last big movie he made like that? Where it's like
there was one that Allied or something. Or,
where he's a WW2 thing.
He was like a spy or something like that.
Or his wife was.
Here's another huge star. And how old is she? Remember December 18th? I feel is the biggest birthday day. Christina Aguilera.
Aww.
Yep.
Why?
Christina.
I learned to like her through watching her on The Voice. At first, I really didn't care for her because there was always like, you know me, it's got to be, it was Britney Spears or Christina, so I always felt I had to be Britney Spears fan. But watching her on The Voice, she's actually pretty cool.
They make everybody look cool, Russ.
Yeah.
They make I've not watched The Voice yet where I was like, I don't like that person because they grab all the wonderful things that they say and like relent to
splice them.
Yeah, get it on. Yeah.
You know, we always think that those shows have, you know, reach their peak, but yet you watch the new shows coming up. There's like two more of them.
Dude, Survivor's still on.
The Four, you know, and it's like DJ Khaled and Puffy. And
Survivor's still going on. Big Brother's still going on. And it has its own gigantic fan base and subculture. But she is.
I don't think she's 40 yet.
She's not. She
38.
Close.
37.
37, Russ. Bingo lollipop. She's my age, and she's we're pretty damn close in age.
It's not fair, though. Russ just looked at his tat.
He's like, boom, got it. Here's another massive star. Bless you.
God.
Salute.
And this guy turned the wrestling world on its head.
Oh, what?
Norman Smiley.
He's 53 years old.
If you don't know who this is, Russ, you're not even a wrestler.
He don't take no crap from anybody.
Mm-hmm. See the Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Fuck at that!
316 Stone Cold.
Hell, there was a time, that was, I forget what age they call it, the new Attitude or something like
Attitude
that.
Attitude Era.
Attitude Era, and he was, I mean, you're right. I mean, he made it so much fun.
It was him and The Rock, for those who think they're just
Stone
like,
Cold was first.
He was.
And he was the anti-hero, and he was saying, screw you to Vince McMahon, and everybody loved it because it was being able to tell your boss to go pound sand.
He genuinely was the first, that's like where I first heard the expression anti-hero.
Yeah.
Dude. Was when I was like, because I was like, I wasn't fully into wrestling again at that point. And I was like, but is Stone Cold a bad guy? And I think you might have said it. It's like, is Stone Cold a bad guy or a good guy? And you're like, he's an anti-hero. And I was like, anti-hero?
Yeah, but he went up against The Undertaker. That's still one of the biggest matches of all time. Him versus The Undertaker?
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
He threw him in the grave right there. Ringside. And it flamed up.
So we have, who do we have? We have Steven Spielberg. We have Sia. We have Brad Pitt.
And Stone Cold,
which is the Brad Pitt of wrestling.
Right.
Right? And then I'll throw her in here. Katie Holmes.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Katie Holmes. I know she's not up on that other level, but come on. She's in our, American pop culture lore. Come
on. If you want to see her in a great film,
boobs or
watch what's it called? The Poker House.
That sounds good to me.
With Lori Petty. It's a story of
Poker
Lori
House
Petty's
rules.
No, it's just the Poker House. It's the story of Lori Petty's life.
Yeah, okay.
Before she became who she was. And Katie Holmes is in it. And I've never seen her play a role like this. I think it was right maybe when they got divorced from Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm just going to do this. And she played a big time hoe in that movie.
Oh, right. I love seeing big celebrities play whores. I love it. I genuinely do.
She's super hot. And you got to see it.
All right. Here's another celebrity. I told you, December 18th is full of the biggest celebrities' birthdays. I don't know why. 9 months ago, or 9.5 months ago, whatever the gestation period is.
Yeah.
DMX.
Oh, wow.
47 years old.
And that is a hard, 47. Hard.
He looks every bit
hard
of it.
Hard 47.
Yeah.
You saw he got in trouble with the IRS, right?
No.
1.2 mil.
Yeah.
He's got that.
Come on, D.
He's got that.
Get your stuff together, D. And
I mean, but for a while though, those songs were the songs, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm gonna throw in one more before I give you my final one. But this song took over. Oh, yeah.
And this was really the softest one of the group.
Everybody, you still put the song on. People still
y'all
enjoy it.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up what? In here, up what? In here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool.
Before I get to the bigger legendary one that's on his birthday today, happy birthday goes to Ray Liotta.
Oh, yeah.
All my life, I always knew I wanted to be a gangster.
Good job.
Thank you. I've practiced this voice about a million times. And the kids took my mom's groceries all the way home from school. You know why? Out of respect.
Liotta falls into a very interesting crease in Hollywood. He's one of those guys that you never think of him, but every time you see a performance, it's like, damn
he's good.
The movie had to have that guy in it to be the movie it is. And for some I don't know how he does it. But again, he's a back burner A-lister if there ever is one. Yeah. But man, every picture you see that guy in, he brings that perfectly uncomfortable, don't really know what his motivation is type thing to it.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
For some reason, when we talked about back burner A-lister, I always put Ray Liotta and Sam Elliott on the same.
I've never put them on the same plane,
I don't think one's more popular. I think they're kind of the same bit of popularity.
Wow,
Sam Elliott, I think, is a much bigger star.
I think Sam Elliott's bigger than Ray Liotta.
I think
Ray Liotta's
Here's the thing. I think I could say Ray Liotta and three out of 10 people would explain the wrong person. With Sam Elliott, that would never happen.
Yeah.
Sam Elliott is Sam Elliott. Ray Liotta can be three other guys.
But Ray Liotta is...
I like them both.
Me too, yeah. 63 years old today. Ray Liotta, never been in a fist fight. Yeah, I've listened to a million of his interviews because I would always go like, okay, was this guy from the streets? Is this guy from... And he talks about very openly like, no, I don't even want to get hit, you know? Very, very kind of fun guy.
Before you leave December 18th, I want to say congratulations to my mom and dad. Today is their 59th
anniversary.
Yeah, they started dating when my mom was in the 6th grade. My dad was in the 7th grade. But they've been married for 59 years.
That is great. Happy anniversary, guys. Love you guys. That's fantastic. Last but not least, and this guy ranks 24th on the popularity of people born on December 18th, and that would be the one and only Keith Richards.
Oh, wow.
That guy. That is science. That is everyone going, how is this guy living as long as he is? I mean, he...
Yeah. When you're the joke... of like that people should be dead and they use you. You're
the punchline.
Yeah, you're the Jordan. You're the Brad Pitt. You're the Keith Richards. They're the metaphors that you use in life. Man, he's a good looking Brad Pitt. Man, he's as good as Michael Jordan. Man, he's alive. Man, I can't believe he's alive and Keith Richards is still alive. It's always that go-to.
He's looked like he's 90 since the 70s.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, but happy birthday. Real quick, let's go over the movies because we know a massive film came out this weekend and it was Star Wars, no question about it. Definitely took tops at the box office in a major way. It was the second largest opening weekend ever, behind only this other film called Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Now, is that for the month of December?
So, which debuted with Star Wars The Force Awakens, the one that came out in 2015, opened to $247 million domestically. All right, guys, that's... I know you hear all these numbers all the time and stuff like that. This is why they'll make them for the end of time. And the second place was Ferdinand with like $13 million, the kids' bull movie, which actually looks pretty good.
Man, Star Wars was everywhere when I went to the mall yesterday. I mean, there was Star Wars everything.
All over the place.
People wearing Star Wars shirts. I mean, it was definitely out.
In L.A., they got Star Wars in every billboard, every bus, every park bench. I like Star Wars. I'm cool with Star Wars. Everybody's come up to me. You've had to have seen Star Wars yet? No, I haven't. I feel like saw the last two.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to go rewatch the last one probably tonight or whatever to get, because I don't exactly remember what happened. I'm not as big of a, but I want to see it, you know.
I hear it's good. Angel, did you see it?
I didn't have a chance. I was super swamped this weekend. Yeah. I'll probably, if I get a chance, maybe this afternoon.
A lot of people are saying it's really good.
I haven't seen it, but I did watch a Star Wars thing because I was thinking about blogging Molly this weekend.
What'd you watch?
And it was like the history of Star Wars toys.
Oh, cool. I would like to watch
how they first started
and
why they were so great.
and how these other companies passed on them because no one thought it was going to be successful, you should watch it. It's on Hulu. I can't remember the name
of it. I will check that out. That sounds right up my alley. Second place was Ferdinand. Third place was Coco, which I still highly, highly recommend. It's such a good movie. And then this week, actually, I'm going to the Jumanji premiere.
What?
And I think that's going to be a massive, massive juggernaut of a hit. It's going to rival up there with one of those big openings because nobody's doing promotion better right now than Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Nope.
You know, just nobody at all. Looks pretty good. And I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
All right, Angel, bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Monster YouTube channel is iHeart Monsters Radio. Go subscribe when you can. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Carlos, Savannah, and now Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports. Oh, man, your team got screwed yesterday.
No, they didn't. He didn't score.
The ball broke the plane.
No, his knee was down first.
He can be down with the knee, Jimmy. No one touched him. So the knee on the contact on the ground. That's college rules. That's the NFL.
Mm.
Brush up on your skills, bro.
Didn't get touched beforehand.
No, he didn't get touched beforehand, and he actually did break the plane.
He did break the plane. Right. I thought his knee was down, and he did touch beforehand, though.
No, go back and watch the video. I'll wait.
No, go ahead.
No.
Look, I know you're sad.
If you want to come at me, get the facts. I'm not coming at you.
I'm coming at the game.
Because you're not even a Patriots fan. Sad. You want to start barking?
Sad.
Come on.
So sad.
Bring it.
I don't know. It's a Jags one. That's all that matters.
Jags. Bro, first time in 10 years. Congratulations. No, look, because the first things we heard out of Jacksonville at the beginning of the season, they were having a horrible preseason.
Yeah, Blake Bortles wasn't throwing well.
Yeah, his guys were getting hurt. And congratulations to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have busted their asses.
Who they beat?
It's not who they beat. It's the fact that the first time in 10 years, they're in the playoffs.
That's great.
So they with their victory last night, they jumped all over the Texans. They didn't even give them room to breathe.
And then they beat Seattle the week before. So they've been playing great, man.
Huge, huge congratulations to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Because I know in the very beginning of the season, I was one of their detractors. But they've been able to basically silence all the critics. Yeah, they've done it.
Nobody in the AFC wants to play Jacksonville right now. They're playing the best at the best time. And I'm rooting for them because they're the only Florida team left with a chance.
Now, there's a sports story, a major sports story I want to see if you're going to cover here.
This is a really cool moment. Since we're starting with the NFL first, Teddy Bridgewater got in the game last night. And it wasn't a decisive moment in the game, but it was neat to see him get back on the field. And this is what that sounded like.
And that's going to do it for Case Keenum. Teddy Bridgewater is back.
That's so
tremendous
cool.
Tremendous reception.
That's how much that dude's loved in Minnesota.
And if you go back and watch the audio, they're trying to give him the play to run, and he can't hear them. And he's having to cover his ears to hear the play being called in. Case Keenum came out and basically was like, that was a cool moment. And again, here's the thing. It was neat because it was him back walking on the field, getting back on the field. If you guys remember, preseason last year, he had almost a career-ending injury. Guys were getting sick on the field because of the sound of the injury, non-contact injury to his leg. He could have lost his leg. The emergency team that was on the field basically saved his leg and his career.
Yeah.
And then he instantly throws an interception, but that's not the story.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. It was just a cool moment. The game wasn't in. It was already in hand for the Vikings, so it was just neat to let the fans appreciate him and congratulate him from busting his ass to get back to on the field, right?
But there's some douche out there the second he threw, like, I knew what he should have come back.
I'm sure there was. But get out of there! It was neat to see him get out there. Antonio Brown, for the Steelers, he's not going to play any more games until the playoffs with a calf injury. And this is in regards to yesterday's loss versus the Patriots, 24-27. It's the NFL's own mandate. They don't know what a catch is or a catch is not. And it tends to happen only when teams play the Patriots. But we'll see what happens in the playoffs because they know they got a Christmas gift.
And he set an NFL record that game.
Who did?
Antonio Brown, right? He was the first player in the NFL history to have 500 receptions.
Before the injury?
Yeah, something like that. Five games in a row where he had 100, five seasons or whatever.
And other NFL news, on the heels of another sexual harassment, sexual job allegations, workplace misconduct, Carolina Panthers Jerry Richardson has put up the at the end of the season, at the when the last minute strikes, he's going to put up the Carolina Panthers up for sale.
Why?
Again, amid workplace misconduct, announces that there's an investigation that's going on in regards to him and his employees and sexual advances and things of a sexual nature as the owner of the Carolina Panthers. And so he released a letter yesterday, and he basically says, I believe it's time to turn the franchise over to new ownership. Therefore, I will put up the team for sale at the conclusion of this NFL season. Will not begin the sale process, nor will entertain any inquiries until the very last game is played.
Is that just saying I'm guilty?
Look, man, and we've talked about this. And Jimmy, you've said this many a time. If you're not guilty, you defend, right?
Yep.
You defend yourself.
Right.
In every single case of these accusations, all the way down the line, not one of the guys have stepped up forward and said, no, that's not the
Piven,
case.
Piven, right? Piven did?
Yeah, but then he had two more allegations come out.
Hey.
You know, so
that's called getting your bluff called.
Yeah.
So, with that said, there was already one guy that's kind of offered up saying that he wants to buy the Carolina Panthers.
I saw this.
And Forbes already came out and was like, you might not have enough ends for this.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. Jeter didn't have the actual money himself, but he found dudes that did.
Right. So, but the team's probably going to go for $1.2 or $1.4 billion.
I doubt that, man. I think it'll go. I mean, the Clippers went for $2.4 billion.
This was the estimates.
I know.
You might be right, 100%
that
right.
That thing's going to go for – it'll go – for $3 billion. But, I mean, the stadium and where... But then again, the NFL's going through a rough patch right now.
The celebrity that's talking about wanting to buy it is... You want to say it? You want me?
Yeah,
to say
it's Sean Combs. Sean Combs
what's
is...
What's he going by now? Now he's Daddy Love or something?
No, he's still going by Sean Combs. That was just for one day.
Oh!
Yeah, the very next day he came out and was like, look, I was just messing around.
Oh, I see.
Grandpa Love.
Yeah,
in other words, it didn't work.
So the Forbes placed the value at the Panthers at $2.3 billion in September. Richardson and investors paid $206 million in 1993 for the team. Lois, you might be right. It might go upwards of billion. I say B with a B.
Yeah. I would say anything over a billion is a pretty darn good investment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a 500% return when it's on a sale.
Sean Combs last night released a video saying that he would love an opportunity to join the Billionaires Club of the NFL owners. I'm with you, Jimmy. If he does this, it's probably going to be with a consortium of owners to do this because he's only worth $850 million.
But here's the thing. With the right group, their borrowing power is significant. I mean, their ability to leverage tons and tons and tons of money. You know, get a guy like him, Jay-Z, a couple of those mogul dudes.
Yeah,
next thing you know,
Steph Curry already said he was interested.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, another guy with massive upside that doesn't look like their wealth is going to end anytime soon with an assload of borrowing power.
Yeah.
All right, so last week we found out that we got confirmation that Coach Frost and his team are going to coach the UCF Knights in the Peach Bowl January 1st.
In Atlanta.
Against Auburn. The whole staff is going to be there.
That's awesome.
And that is a neat thing. Here's another side thing that it's not getting a whole lot of attention here locally, and I'm curious as to why. So we've had a couple players that were committed to go play at UCF under Coach Frost. And they're now decommitting and basically going to Nebraska.
Well, that's one of the reasons you hire a coach like that, because there are certain players like, I want to play for that coach, and that's part of college football, isn't it? I like
so
this
you're gonna
coach.
Let look, and I get it, and I'm just asking the question because I don't know. This is a really precarious place that UCF finds himself in, and it's fascinating. But so now you've already got players that were committed to the University of Central Florida.
But now they're going to follow
the coach. The new coach, he's not going to be able to recruit because he's coaching his team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that, like, literally, the team is setting itself up, or the college is setting himself up for a lot of position gaps to be left there for this new coach. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
These are questions that I'm asking because I don't know the answers.
I saw interviews with the players themselves, and they're really glad that Coach Frost is going to go with them for this bowl game. They're really, really glad.
I'm kind of getting what you're feeling here, Angel. Because you're trying to tell Russ is he needs to do Rodney Dangerfield, old school, strap back up in the pads, show him what Mr. Athlete 1983 did in that safety position, screw Coach Frost, and you bring it back home.
Okay. Bring it back home. Okay.
That's what he was implying.
Because basically what this is going to turn into, if this game goes south, if this game goes south quickly, it's going to become a recruitment video to go with Coach Frost in Nebraska. Yeah.
Right.
Nobody wants that.
Most UCF fans want him there. They want to win this game. They want they want the players to feel as comfortable as possible. I mean, what you're saying is the fallout from success.
The bad part is from Nebraska to any nearest beach is about a day.
Yeah.
Or so.
But how do you stop it, right? So you get the hot recruit.
I don't know.
You say, okay, the hot recruit comes in, you play the linebacker, and you say, but you have to stay with us if this coach moves. And he goes, well, no.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know what you're saying. What is the problem? Because I think it's wrong, too.
I don't know the answers, but like the way, I mean, what the position that UCF has taken is not the normal one. They typically don't let the coach the bowl. You know, not even the players, just finish the bowl game.
It'll be interesting to see how they recruit against FAU now, considering Lane Kiffin's down there with a gigantic name, and they already turned that program around to have 8 wins, I believe, this year. Now you're recruiting against Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
And Florida. And Florida State. I mean, they're in the worst crease. And when they get a glimmer of hope like this, snatched.
Look, you got National Signing Day coming up in a few days. You've got, you know, your presumed new head coach. He's still having to coach his team, I think. You got this coach, you know, the coach that's on his way out with his whole staff coaching UCF. You got the other Florida coach, the other college teams here in Florida who have made coaching changes. They're out recruiting and signing guys that could potentially, you could probably, you know, maybe have a conversation with at least, you know. So, again, I don't know the answer. It's tough all the way around. Continuing with NBA, Orlando Magic. We're on a little rough patch, win one, lose one. We dropped one to the Detroit Pistons, 114-110. That was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, we're at Chicago Bulls. And then on Friday, we're back home with the Pelicans.
Fly, Pelican, fly.
Davis healthy?
Nah, he came back. Mario did something that, and I had it, the stat.
Herzonga.
Hit 8 threes in a quarter or something like that. And he's only the second or third Magic player to do that. It was pretty neat. We need him to step up.
Well, I read yesterday that this is his time with Aaron out, and you know they're going to give him some time. And he's an unrestricted free agent this year.
Yeah.
So this is the year that he showcases. Maybe gets a deal and possibly a little harder position in the lineup, that 6-man type
Jimmy,
thing.
We're waiting. We've been waiting on this guy. And then what's interesting, I don't know, Carlos, if you've ever seen the footage. If you watch him play in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
And you watch him play in the European League in summertime and everything, you're like, that's the kid.
Swagger,
and then he plays with here, and it's not the same kid.
There he's top 20%.
Yeah.
Here he's another guy in the league.
It's such a shame, man. It's like you're looking at him, and it's like, God, are you the exact same team as last year again? Like, it's just falling into the same place. We're just same pattern, losing to teams.
And you said the same thing last year.
I know. But what do you do?
But they are better this year, though. You can say that. They're better.
They are better, but it's not good enough. It needs to be better.
I want
to
see if Angel's going to mention the sports story that's directly to him. It's directly related to him, and I know how he is about his personal life. He plays his cards against his heart. You gonna tell a story, or are you gonna pretend like you don't know?
What is it
to me? I talked about the Steelers.
No, not the Steelers. Because I saw when we interviewed Danica Patrick, I saw you giving her the eye, and she's giving you the eye back, and you were getting them digits from her. Danica Patrick is single again.
Oh, she divorced that guy.
And Stenhouse Jr. and her have ended their relationship. They made a public announcement, and that's when Angel makes his move.
I see
what you're doing. That's why you didn't even mention it. It's true. Major news.
Okay, here's the thing.
I did not see that anywhere this week.
Danica Patrick single again.
I'll be completely forthcoming and honest with this. Danica is a beautiful, amazing woman.
And she's got a little crush on you. She's looking at you.
No ass, no boobs.
But she's tiny.
Yeah.
Sorry. She's tiny.
No ass, no boobs, Russ.
And the things,
Russ,
the things,
and down, my man is not down for muscle.
The things that I like that booty.
Yep.
Things that I like them
Yep.
Boobies?
Yep.
So you will say right now, you will deny that you are dating Danica Patrick.
I can with 100%.
Well, you're going record.
Let's ask her. She's in his pocket right now.
I can 100% confirm.
No, they had some sort of an awards banquet, and I guess he was supposed to get some sort of award, and he did not go, or she did not go with him, and so they had to come out, and they said that their relationship is officially over. Danica Patrick is now a single woman once again, ready for Angel to go pick her up anytime.
Did not see
Angel.
And that's Monster Sports.
Thank you. We come back. It's time for Savannah, the Gator Gladiator, or Gator Entertainer.
Which, pick a thing.
Which do you like?
I don't care.
All right. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Gator Tanner.
Twitter, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. From Real. Radio. Real Radio. 104.1.
Country fried baptizing gravy can't wash off what the good Lord made you. No matter how far that highway goes, an old dirt road.
Hey, Savannah.
Come on.
Here's a new one. Tell me if you like this one. Savannah, the Gatorator.
No, I do not like that.
You don't like the Gatorator?
I do not like that.
All right, so the Gator Gladiator, Savannah from Gatorland.
Yay! All right. This segment is being brought to you by Gatorland Orlando. You can follow us on Instagram at Gatorland_Orlando, or you can check us out on Gatorland.com. If you're going to zip line over the holidays, book your zip line now.
Oh, really? It's really popular.
Okay, we just talked about how the influx of people are coming into Florida.
They're all coming to Orlando, yeah.
They're all coming to Florida, and guess what they love to do?
Zip line
over the top of alligators.
Really?
Yep.
So, if you're going to zip line, go to Gatorland.com, book your zip line now.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you go see the Swamp Buggy 2 while you're out there. It'll be super fun. You get to ride it. It'll be great. So, Gatorland.com, check us out. We talked a little bit this morning about how someone wants to get married at Gatorland.
Yeah, someone sent me an email. They asked if they could get married there.
Yeah, so I'm going to check into that when I get to work today, and I'll find out, and I'll email you back. What was her name?
I'll send it to you, Alicia. Or
okay, I'll figure it out. Also, big birthday shout out to Valeria and her whole family from Puerto Rico for coming to Gatorland for your birthday.
Good Lord.
You definitely made my day. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and they found you on your YouTube, and you do a really good. It's called
vlog
every day, and it's got videos and all of your favorite gators are on it.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. But I'm having some trouble.
What kind of trouble?
So I'm going to tell you guys something that happened. I usually don't try to bring you down during my segment. I try to keep it upbeat, but here's the deal.
Oh Lord,
I don't want to hear this crap. To be honest,
have you ever had like a friend that you thought was like one of your best friends, and like you love them, and like you talk about them on the radio, and you're nice to them, and when people say, oh my God, he's so awful, like you defend him, and then they say, he shouldn't be on the radio because he's fat and ugly, and then you still defend him, and you're you're his friend when everybody leaves him, and you trusted him, but then you find out he's a liar and a backstabber. Anybody ever been through anything like that?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah. Well.
Damn. Are we really?
It happened to me over the weekend.
What happened?
And it absolutely broke my heart.
What happened?
And yesterday, my good friend, my very favorite friend, my love, my confidant. Yesterday, Ricardo tried to eat me. And it wasn't like an accidental, I'm in the wrong place kind of situation. It was a look, and we made eye contact, and he decided to try and eat me.
Now, Ricardo is a crocodile or an alligator?
Ricardo is a Cuban crocodile.
Cuban crocodile.
The biggest one we have.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He's my favorite thing in the world. Everyone loves him on social media.
He tried to eat you.
Yesterday, he decided it was going to be the day to eat me. Now, usually, it's his girlfriend, Chiquita.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like Chiquita anyways. We got beef, whatever.
So you figure she's just jealous.
But yesterday, Ricardo tried to eat me. You can see it right now if you go to the vlog. It's on the Real Radio Facebook.
You caught it on video.
I caught half of it until the part where I fell over the fence and...
Jimmy, you're not supposed to laugh,
and the camera went.
Where's it at?
And the I put it on the Real Radio Facebook, okay. And the camera fell into the pen, and
oh yeah,
it really made me upset.
Oh yeah,
and
oh mira, por favor, please, I'm being miscalculated here. Okay,
so Ricardo, Cuban cracker, you did not try to eat Savannah.
My efforts and my actions are being miscalculated right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, por favor, please.
But I saw you look at me before you jumped to try to
bite
me.
Mira, don't explain my story, por favor.
Misrepresented. You are misrepresenting him.
Look, mira. First and foremost, you look beautiful today.
Thank you.
You look very tasty.
Oh, that's not funny, Ricardo.
What beautiful, tasty writing in Americano language. Cuban crackle. Beautiful crocodile language is very nice. Okay, look. I was looking at you because you had your ass in my face. Okay? Your ass.
What's he supposed to do?
Was in my face.
He's just a crocodile,
thank
for Christ's
sake. Thank you, Jaime.
See.
Mira, a second before your beautiful ass was in my face.
Did you just fart cough? How do you fart cough?
I just cough loud.
Okay, un momentico, por favor. Okay. Mira, chico. A big piece of chicken was there like 2 seconds before, okay? And I went, ha, pacata. Then I look down. I look up. Ahí, mira, Russ. Señor Russ has the phone, has my video. I look fantastic.
It's like a hanging moon there for you.
Thank you, Angelito. I look back up, and there is the most beautiful ham.
So you didn't know it was Savannah. You thought it was a big ham.
¿Cómo yo iba a saber esto?
That makes sense.
How was I supposed to know that?
Yeah.
But I felt like you were doing it to me, and I feel like I've been nicer to you than anyone ever has.
Mommy, you are an angel, okay? You are a beautiful creature, okay? Every day you come over, you talk to me so sweetly. Every day you come so softly. You say, Ricardo!
That's the sound of your liar.
Ricardo! And it wakes me up from my slumber, okay?
So, Savannah, you think every crocodile at Gatorland would eat you except for Ricardo, because he's your favorite?
Ricotta cheese?
You don't think Ricardo would eat you?
I didn't think he would be that aggressive
about it. I would never do that. I did not know that beautiful ass was not a piece of gigantic rotting raw chicken, okay?
I love how you draw out the S. That ass.
Every now and then, beautiful ass, rotting chicken. That's confuse him.
Is that Ricardo right there?
No, that's Lyle. But Ricardo's
that's pussy ass Lyle.
Oh, how can you tell the difference, Savannah?
You want to fight Lyle?
Oh, I don't even need to fight Kyle. I call him Kyle porque es un idiot, okay? I flex my tail at that guy. He's go running. Pero mira, mami.
Oh, this was a big one right here.
I got to tell you, Ricardo, she does not sound all that angry.
Well,
she
I am mad at me, angry. Puppy.
It doesn't sound like it.
Look beautiful, okay?
What?
You mad at me right now, but you feed me again in the morning and you forget about it all.
We forget about it.
Well, it's okay, mommy.
Oh, okay. Man. That's how it happened.
But
right
I got
there.
You a new girlfriend and
I
everything.
Know, but I don't need her. I need you to lean in a little bit
easy.
More. And then Pagana! Don't ever trust me. Look, it's in my nature, mommy. I gotta go. But look, they got a freaking gator that they made a whole attraction for, and all he did was eat a couple dogs from Tampa. Okay? imagine the attraction they make me if I eat the blonde yeti.
That's a good point.
Hey,
blonde yeti was eaten by
it'll be a size the biggest Japan in Epcot, but they have it just for me.
So you were going to eat me so you get your own enclosure?
See, mommy.
Inevitably, you're going to be bitten one time. Don't you think, Savannah? All the crocodiles and all the gators you're around, one day, one's going to bite you, don't you think?
No.
No?
No, because safety first.
Okay.
Safety first.
Safety
yes,
first.
And when I see you, I think safety first. Yeah. I'm sure that's right on your top of your...
Safety first.
Safety first. All right. Yeah. People can see you at Gatorland all weekend?
Absolutely. And if you want to see that almost get eaten video, because it happens several times, you can go to Real Radio Facebook or Monsters Facebook. I just put a link to it. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, I think they're also going to put it on our YouTube channel too.
Awesome.
Sweet. Yeah.
Thank you, Savannah. Once again, wait, you got the Monster YouTube channel now. Go to iHeart Monsters Radio. That's three different words. iHeart, one word. Monsters, another word. Radio. And you'll be able to subscribe to it. Also, you can hit a thing. It'll remind you when our live show is. There's a little error.
Yeah, right next to the subscribe tab, there's a little bell. Just hit highlight that bell. What it does is that anytime the page is updated, you're going to get that icon on your YouTube logo there on your phone that it's something. There's something new on the on the channel.
Yeah, you're going to love it. It's we'll have behind-the-scenes footage all year. We're going to have like a daily show content, also a live broadcast, which we're doing on Friday. So this Friday, if you have a talent, some sort of a little talent that you think would be great for the Monster Telethon, then come up here on Friday and perform it, and we're going to try to get as many people as possible to watch so we can raise as much money as possible for the Coalition for the Homeless. That's the whole idea for this coming Friday. Yes.
Do me a favor. Email me or Russ before you just come up here.
Yeah.
So we can have an idea and make a list.
You got to schedule at least somebody, kind of get an idea of what may happen.
I know we have a band coming for sure that'll do couple songs. I know Savannah's got stuff planned. We got a bunch of other stuff planned. So
I'm working on something. Okay. I don't know what.
Oh, Dirty Jim's going to do something?
Hey, are we going to do
creative?
Are we going to do the?
No, I didn't say creative. I just said something.
Are we going to do like the counter of Christmas dips and stuff like that?
I like that idea.
No, if I do anything, it's going to be cooking related. So
okay,
there'll be some food.
Didn't we say we were going to do potluck?
Yeah, so like there's a Christmas dip that is that only happens at Christmas that my family does, and it's a tradition. Uh-huh. And I'd be willing to do that and bring it to share with everybody to forego any kind of talent part.
I'm bringing Totino rolls.
Sounds good to me.
I can bring snake dip.
What's snake dip?
It's one time I was making dip, sour cream and onion, and a snake accidentally got out and got into the dip. So now forever I call French onion dip snake dip.
Oh,
okay. Get my snake.
Well, that's good to know. All right. Well, go to the website at monsters.fm, and there's all kind of cool stuff up there as well. And remember, just to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters at 3 o'clock. It's the one and only Jim Phillips from the Phillips File. And then Tom and Dan. After that is AD on the radio. And we're back tomorrow for a Tuesday edition to do our thing from Dirty Jim, Angel, Savannah, and Carlos Navarro,
and the leader of this mess, Samari Man Russ, Freak Nasty to Dip Rollins. Hey,
thank you so much for listening. We ain't gotta go home.
We gotta get the hell up out of here.
Swirl.